Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. The White House is teasing some kind of presidential announcement to be made later today and is triggering wild speculation across the internet as to what it could be. We won't fuel the rumor mill, although there have been plenty of wild rumors in the past few days about the president's health that prompted Mr. Trump to post to his Truth Social account, quoting here, "Never felt better in my life." On Sunday, he was spotted playing golf at his club in Sterling, Virginia. Today's presidential announcement, whatever it is, scheduled for 2 p.m. Eastern. On Truth Social, the president declares Washington, D.C. a crime-free zone, and he's applauding D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser for cooperating with the administration in the federal crackdown on crime. Mr. Trump says it would be great if other crime-plagued cities followed D.C.'s lead, referring specifically to what he calls crime-drenched Baltimore and Chicago, where there were more than 50 shootings over the holiday weekend. The departure of illegal immigrants, either self-deporting or otherwise, having an impact on the composition of the American workforce.
According to preliminary Census Bureau data analyzed by the Pew Research Center, more than 1.2 million immigrants disappeared from the labor force. The data includes people who are in the country illegally, but also includes legal residents as well. Researchers say that immigrants make up almost 20% of the U.S. workforce. The nation is currently seeing the first decline in the overall immigrant population after the number of people in the U.S. illegally reached an all-time high of 14 million in 2023. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The death toll from the Afghanistan earthquake has risen to 900, several thousand people injured. On Wall Street, the Dow futures down 178 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
They say timing is everything in the gold and silver markets, and it's true. Dennis Prager here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Although you can buy at the right time, if you buy the wrong coins, you may not make a profit. When gold was $400 an ounce, many people were talked into buying high-grade old gold and silver collector's coins. Unfortunately, most of the people who bought these so-called semi-numismatic coins, like the $20 St. Gaudens and Liberty Head gold coins, have not broken even on their investment. Incredible, given that gold has risen approximately 525% since then. So while timing is everything, if you buy the wrong coins, the timing simply doesn't matter. Having a dealer who cares about positioning you in the right types of coins or bullion will mean more to your portfolio than anything else. That's why I deal with Nick Rovich and AmFed Coin and Bullion. Whether you're buying or selling, call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com, AmericanFederal.com.
Well, good morning. It's 6:03 with traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
Just spotted what appears to be a broken down vehicle southbound almost into the left tube at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Two lanes are still going in, but once the police cars arrive, they may crowd that left-hand lane. So there's a little bit of a bunch up there once you're coming south on 95. The right tube right now would be the better choice. A couple of minor accidents, nothing major in the county. Kenwood Avenue, Golden Ring Road, that's over on the east side. Security Boulevard at Forest Park Avenue, that's right there at the city county line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off mild and even cool for some of you on this Tuesday morning. Temperatures in the 50s and 60s. As we head toward the afternoon, highs mainly in the mid to upper 70s. Look for a few more clouds rolling through the afternoon. We'll be warmer on Wednesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm Julie Ryder with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Protesters across Maryland took part in Workers Over Billionaires protests on Labor Day. Local events were organized by several organizations as part of the May Day Strong movement. In Baltimore City, demonstrators gathered at McKeldin Plaza to call out billionaires who are stealing from working families, destroying our democracy, and building private armies to attack our towns and cities. Some federal workers attending the rally spoke about the impact of the Doge workforce cuts, and demonstration organizers say the goal is to stop the billionaire takeover and rampant corruption of the Trump administration. And Baltimore County police are continuing to search for the suspect accused of firing shots near the shops at Kenilworth and Towson. It happened Saturday evening at a basketball court after some type of dispute over a game. People say someone fired a gun, took a backpack, and fled the scene. No one was injured, and according to a local news outlet, the incident is being classified as an armed robbery. The investigation is ongoing. Coming up next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hey, Maryland business owners, listen up. You're already paying into the Empower Maryland program through your utility bill, so why not cash in on the benefits? If your facility uses outdated lighting, you could qualify for 100% free LED lighting upgrades. No strings attached. Now, that means zero equipment costs, zero installation costs, zero hassle for you. Now, this offer is now available only to businesses. So for any office, warehouse, retail store, house of worship, government building, any commercial properties, these new LEDs can slash your energy bills by up to 50%, reduce maintenance, and brighten your workplace. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED, and schedule your survey. That's 855-4-FREE-LED. Don't miss out. When the program's over, so is the savings. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Get started on your new LED upgraded lighting for zero cost and energy savings. Call now.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
And the 605 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. The Baby Birds were a hit in San Diego.
Beavers laces it to right field. That's down for a base hit. Buck Britton wheels around Jackson. He's coming home. Laureano with the throw. It's late, and the runner is in.
Ben Wagner had the call on Masson. Dylan Beavers, RBI single in the seventh, was the game winner. As the future of the Orioles shined brightly yesterday in San Diego, Beavers, Sam Basayo, and Jeremiah Jackson went and combined 7-for-13 with all four driven in the 4-3 win over the Padres. After the game, manager Mancelino on the Beaver.
You got Beavers, who one of the great relievers in the game, Suarez, goes up there. I think it was two strikes, and I think it was maybe a changeup, and hits, you know, the game-winning hit right there.
Ravens collected themselves yesterday in Owings Mills after 4 days off. Focus, of course, is, according to defensive lineman Nnamdi Matabike, is the Buffalo Bills, the team that beat the Ravens last year and ended their season.
You want to get that bad taste out of your mouth from the last game that we played over there. So it gets everybody fired up and ready to go, and gives us like a motivational factor just to.
The U.S. Open on the women's side, Naomi Osaka upsets Coco Gauff to make the quarterfinals, and the world's number one on the men's, Jannik Sinner, dominant in a 3-set win over Alexander Bublik. Coming up in 30 minutes, Belichick's college debut. A bust. And that is Stein on Sports.
When it's hot in Maryland, I've got one name I trust, Farnan and Dermer, the Comfort Guys. These folks have been keeping homes cool since 1902. That's five generations of family-run service that you can count on. Need same-day AC repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered with 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. And hey, tell them Gary told you to call. It might just help. Just $99 for an AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com.
From Reisterstown to Big Town, from Westminster to Bel Air South, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Time of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland. Good morning. I'm Sean Casey. Bruce is off this week on vacation. So back-to-back vacations here on the show. Thanks to Bruce and Kristen and Chuck and Julie for holding down the fort. And Michelle, who was here as well. Thank you so much. Coming up, on the program here on this day after Labor Day, Tuesday, September the 2nd. A little bit later on, teen girl assaulted at the state fair. There's nowhere in Maryland where violence from Utes isn't happening. 54 shot, 7 killed in Chicago. Will that be the next stop for the National Guard? But our top story here today, Governor Tex Moore is in denial over the success of the National Guard in Washington, D.C., in which it is going to be repeated in other major cities, Chicago, perhaps, New York, Philadelphia, Los Angeles, and maybe even Baltimore. But yesterday, he was on ABC's This Week with Martha Raddatz, and he was calling the Trump National Guard performance completely performative. But first, I want you to hear from the mayor of D.C., Muriel Bowser, praising President Trump for his crime crackdown in our nation's capital.
And we greatly appreciate the surge of officers that enhance what MPD has been able to do in this city. The most significant thing that we are highlighting today is the area of crime that was most troubling for us in 2023. Now, we have driven it down over the last years, but I'm going to get my glasses so I can make sure I can see it correctly. But for carjackings, the difference between this period, this 20-day period of this federal surge and last year represents a 87% reduction in carjackings in Washington, D.C. We know that when carjackings go down, when use of gun goes down, when homicide or robbery go down, neighborhoods feel safer and are safer. So this surge has been important to us for that reason.
That is a progressive liberal Democrat mayor, Muriel Bowser of D.C., praising President Trump's crime crackdown. You heard it, 87% reduction in carjacking. And we're seeing, again, incredible, over 1,500 arrests in Washington in just 1 month, getting illegal guns, illegal drugs, illegal aliens off the streets. And yesterday on ABC, Governor Tex Moore called it completely performative.
The National Guard is completely performative because the National Guard is not even trained for it.
The National Guard does law enforcement training. They do do training for disasters. They do training for national emergencies.
Correct. And as the Commander-in-Chief of the Maryland National Guard, I am not just deeply respectful, but very cognizant of the skill sets that our National Guards bring. And the National Guard is not trained for municipal policing. You know who is trained for municipal policing? Things like local law enforcement and things like FBI agents and ATF agents who, by the way, in the president's proposed budgets, actually cut funding for them.
And yet one of the things that they're trying to do in D.C. with the National Guard is have them back up local law enforcement.
They're picking up trash.
Yeah, well, if they see trash, they pick it up, that's for sure, because they're also part of the Beautify Washington, D.C. So he's trying to dismiss this as they're just there to pick up the trash. The National Guard are just glorified trash collectors, garbage men. That's from your governor who served in the 82nd Airborne in the United States Armed Forces. That is shameful. As far as that characterization, yeah, they're trained. They're trained in protecting a perimeter. They're trained in barricades. The MPs, the military police, are certainly trained in police tactics. They're not performing the roles of police. They're making it easier for the police to do their jobs. And when you see one mayor like Muriel Bowser praising President Trump, praising his strategy, you know what this is all about. This is all about Westmore needs to pick at Trump, to go at Trump, because he's running in 2028. All right, 6:13 traffic and weather on the threes once again with the update. The king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker. Morning, Chuck.
Morning. The vehicle that's sitting here, I assume he's broken down. He has his flashers on. Southbound, right before you go into the left tunnel at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. So it's not really blocking that lane. It's just before that, detracting some attention. There's nobody there yet. And I think once the toll facilities police arrive and get into that area with some flashing lights, might be a little bit more of a problem. So I'm going to keep an eye on that. The new problem is in Prince George's County. In the last 10 minutes, BW Parkway southbound with a wreck at Riverdale Road, and a backup was starting there. So if you're south of the Capitol Beltway going down towards 202, there's going to be an impact there on 295 southbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for this Monday. It'll be mild and cool start to the day. Partly sunny, high in the upper 70s. And, yeah, it is a cool start heading out to work or school this morning. It is 61 and clear in Annapolis, 55 in Ellicott City. Time for some one-liner news for you. 79-year-old former President Bill Clinton has reignited fears that his health is declining after he was spotted traveling with a defibrillator.
No, that's not good.
Yeah. Bill Clinton is so old and sickly-looking, people are calling him President Biden. You feel okay? Sounds like you've had a head cold.
I've had a head cold since almost 2 weeks now.
Oh, wow.
I was in bed all weekend.
Hmm. I'll be feeling better.
I feel better. Yeah. I'm still stuffed up, that's all.
According to new research by the Institute for Family Studies, Americans are having less sex than ever before, especially since Bill Clinton got so old.
You might as well kick him while he's down.
Exactly. After severe weather destroyed Burning Man's orgy dome, it was replaced by a pink taco-shaped orgy bus. It's like a regular bus, except you don't get on and off the bus. You get off on the bus. I just want to clarify that.
Yeah.
A federal court has ruled that all of Donald Trump's tariffs are illegal. According to the U.S. Constitution, only Congress has the power to impose tariffs. Congress replied, really? We have stuff to do? We actually could do our jobs?
But what's How long do you think that embargo is going to last on that, you know?
Yeah.
Not very long.
Well, I think the Supreme Court will weigh in on that.
That's what I'm saying.
There's something called the Economic Emergency Empowerment Act or something that when there's a declared emergency, like thousands of pounds of fentanyl pouring into your country.
And every one of these judges has the same agenda, all against him.
Right. Well, the first term, they tried to take him out with impeachment. Now they're trying to take him out with lawfare with these radical activist judges.
Sure.
COVID cases are spiking across the country. So people are making the best of it with a new game. When you see someone on the street wearing a mask, you try to guess COVID or ICE agent.
Right.
It's one or the other. Governor J.B. Pritzker is losing weight. Many think it's because he's considering a run for president.
Oh.
He's taking Oval Office Ozempic. Too bad it didn't work for Chris Christie.
Right now, he looks like Buddy Hackett.
And embarrassing photos have surfaced of Governor Tax Moore in the Daily Mail. Now, they say he's half naked. He's wearing a bathing suit.
Yeah, but that's not half naked.
That's not the big story. The big story, he's on a yacht of George Clooney staying at a $100 million resort in Lake Como, Italy, while the rest of Maryland and Baltimore is groveling, trying to make our paychecks be at the end of the week and dealing with juvenile crime.
He doesn't care.
Yeah. Of course he doesn't. He's got bigger fish to fry, as they say.
Sure.
The town of Ottumwa, Iowa, held a traditional marriage parade last week. 36 cars decorated positive slogans about traditional marriage, husbands and wives inside. And since it's traditional, the man was driving, and the woman was complaining, you didn't stop and ask for directions.
Turn here.
Yeah.
Red light.
Yeah, you're going
slow down.
You're going too fast.
Park the car. Any other thing you can think of.
Exactly. Thoughts and prayers going out to former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani, who was involved in a car accident over the weekend, severely injured in New Hampshire after assisting a domestic violence victim. Apparently, Michael Ragusa, head of Rudy's security, disclosed some details about the accident. He said Giuliani was involved in a motor vehicle accident. Prior to the incident, he was flagged down by a woman who was victim of a domestic violence incident. Mayor Giuliani immediately rendered assistance and contacted 911. He remained on the scene until responding officers arrived to ensure her safety. When he got back into the car, a woman traveling down the road at a high speed of high rate of speed, rear-ended Giuliani's car. He suffered fractured spine, fractured thoracic vertebrae, multiple lacerations and contusions, as well as injuries to his left arm and lower leg.
Legal fees now paid.
Yeah, they say this was not a targeted attack.
Mm-hmm.
But one wonders, on the side of the road, there's a domestic violence.
Hey, you never know.
It could have been a setup. Let's wait and see. Let's investigate this. Let's not dismiss things out of hand.
You never know.
Yeah, the good news is the president, President Trump, is going to award Rudy the Presidential Medal of Freedom as soon as he recovers from his injury. So that is good news.
Somebody said they were worried about Trump's health He went out with his granddaughter and played golf. He looked great.
Yeah, I saw that. The rumors of he was in bad health because his ankles are swollen. Then there was a rumor that he had died last week.
That's nice.
Now I'm watching him as he's going out to play golf. You know, and it's like...
Right.
See, they're so desperate because his policies and his strategies are working for America. Right. He is making America great again. He is making America safe again. And the left, they've got nothing. The Democrats have got nothing except topless photos of Wes Moore and Gavin Newsom with his slick back hair at this point and J.B. Pritzker on Ozempic.
They picked on a bruise on Trump's hand, and a man like myself, almost 76, you bang your hand on the car door, and you're going to get a bruise.
Yeah.
And they put a little stuff on it just to, you know, didn't want to make it conspicuous. They went, oh.
Nothing has ever stopped you when it comes to playing golf, including a bruised ego.
Only a head cold.
Right.
Now I haven't played golf in 2 weeks.
Oh, really? That's a first.
This is a bad head cold this time.
It sounds like it.
Oh, my God.
Right.
I mean, between the coughing and everything else. But, you know, like I say, eventually it goes away, and today it's beginning to go away.
Sounds good. All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. Appreciate that. 6:20, 20 minutes after the hour. The best of morning drive available each and every day at WCBM.com, on our Facebook page, on our Rumble page as well. Brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. If you want to weigh in on Wes Moore going at it, war of the words, calling the National Guard basically garbage men, give us a call, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680.
Hi, it's Kim Klasick. When I think appliances, I think Town Appliance off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. You'll meet Mayor and Mayor. They'll help you make the best choice, whether you're remodeling or replacing. They'll guide you through all their appliances like GE, Cafe, Monogram, Whirlpool, Electrolux, Gen Air, Bosch, and over 70 trusted brands to choose from. Whatever fits your style and budget. A family-run store that actually treats you like family. So skip the big box chaos, go where service still matters. And take it from me. Be prepared to be amazed like I was. TownAppliance.com. Powered by family, trusted by yours.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Hey, this is Mackenzie Frost from Fox 45 News. Join me every Thursday on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, where we talk about the major topic I'll be covering on Fox 45 News In Depth with Mackenzie Frost. Every Thursday, I go in depth on the most important news stories impacting Baltimore and Maryland. Now, you get an inside look at what I've uncovered before the show starts. Don't miss out and tune in for The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot Thursdays on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Speaking of Mackenzie Frost, Fox 45, she sat down with Governor Tax Moore last week and basically said, you know, look, with this D.C. crime crackdown, you can't argue with the numbers.
Asking me to deploy my National Guard, people who are not trained for municipal policing, is just not a serious approach.
Of course it is. It doesn't get any more serious than that. When you have to call in the National Guard to protect your law enforcement while they're doing their jobs, that means you've lost control of your city. He did capitulate somewhat in saying he does need federal help.
I would love to have a serious conversation with the President of the United States or members of his administration about this. And to say that, you know, that if we want to talk about, okay, here's capital, here's money. How would you use it, and what do you think is the most effective way to use it in the city of Baltimore or in the state of Maryland? I can give a full list of things that I would love to be able to work with them on, but that's not what we're hearing from the White House right now.
All right, more with the Mackenzie Frost interview. We'll also get into the Daily Mail story, which you can check out on my Facebook page here this morning if you want to see the story about these damning photos could burn his 2028 plans to the ground. The Daily Mail says he's busted half naked on Kingmaker George Clooney's luxury yacht in Italy. All right, man, he's in his bathing suit. But there's more. Stay with us. 6:23 traffic weather on the threes. I haven't seen damning photos like that since Chuck Whitaker was in his hot tub.
You didn't see that. You only saw the top half, though.
I know. That was enough.
Only from the neck up. And boy, that's bad enough. That's enough to stop a clock. On the west side, Woodlawn side, there's a new wreck, Rolling Road and Dogwood Road. The report says a motorcyclist is involved. And I think I heard Baltimore County, when they rolled up, said they had minor injuries there. So hopefully that's the case. But be careful as you're traveling on Rolling Road. The wreck on the BW Parkway was still there. Doesn't appear to be a big backup southbound as you're moving down towards Riverdale Road. And keep in mind, if you're going into the left tunnel, southbound at the Fort McHenry Tunnel, that car is still there, kind of crowding the left-hand lane. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, mild cool start to the day, partly sunny, highs in the upper 70s today. Right now we're looking at, 55 in Middle River, and it is 58 in Pasadena. Sitting down with Governor Taxmore, Mackenzie Frost of Fox 45. You know, they've been exchanging, and Trump has called, of course, a Baltimore hellhole. It's a horrible deathbed. You know, it's out of control. You name it. Going all the way back to what he said, it was a rat-infested city, which it is. And, of course, then Trump called, President Trump called him bone spur. So this thing seems like it's getting a little personal, but Governor Taxmore is denying that.
We just heard recently from the mayor of D.C., Muriel Bowser, talked about how she said she greatly appreciates the surge of officers. And the statistics show that in D.C., they have seen a 45% reduction in violent crime, and the carjackings are down 87%. With the results that D.C. has seen, do you still believe that you don't want the federal assistance from the White House?
Oh, I do want federal assistance. I absolutely want federal assistance.
In the form of the National Guard?
No, because the National Guard is not an effective form of federal assistance. You know, a federal surge of assistance can mean things like supports for local law enforcement, because I do believe that you need more local law enforcement on the ground.
Look, I think the National Guard is... you look at these guys, they're well-equipped, well-trained, well-disciplined, and they know exactly what they're doing. They're following orders in order to make sure that law enforcement in the MPD in Washington, D.C., and soon to be in Chicago, perhaps other cities, are going to get the same opportunity to crack down on the trigger pullers, on the repeat violent offenders, etc. Then Mackenzie asked the big question, isn't this really just about furthering your political career?
I'm not interested in having a back and forth with the president. This is not personal between me and the president.
You what called this him is, President Bonespurs.
No, what this is I'm going to fight for my people. And when I'm hearing attacks on our state and on our state's largest city, things like hellhole and hellscape and deathscape, when I'm seeing what's already happened from this administration, I feel like the federal government, that our state is under attack from the federal government. But if the President of the United States at any time wants to have a serious conversation about how not to fight us, but how to fight for us, I would be very excited to have that conversation with him.
Pick up the phone. Pick up the phone and call the White House, you coward. He's a political coward. Just pick up the phone, call the White House. If you think your state and your cities are under attack and you disagree with President Trump, then pick up the phone or schedule a visit. But he won't do that. Because it's much easier to have the fight and have this political fight, which, by the way, is about furthering his political career.
Since the National Guard has been deployed in D.C. on August 11th, you've been on national TV 9 times. Is what you're doing really best for the people of Maryland and the people of Baltimore, or is it best for Westmore's political career?
My only concern is the people of Maryland. That's it. And that's what I'm fighting for. You're never going to hear me talk about what this means for me personally. It's only about what it means for our folks.
No, we'll just see pictures of you at the $100 million estate of George Clooney. So that's coming up in just a second. But here is what Trump is offering D.C. and other cities. The police are understaffed. And so you're offering the National Guard to set the perimeter to make sure that they've got the police's back while the police can do their job of policing.
We know the BPD, the Baltimore Police Department, is understaffed, severely understaffed. The same thing is true in Washington, D.C. We hear Muriel Bowser talk about that as well. She also said that having the impact of the federal surge has helped with the presence of law enforcement and helped with people in the community feel safe. Do you think that would be the same case here in Baltimore if the federal government sent federal law enforcement here.
Yeah, I mean, I look at in Maryland where I've made the largest investments in local law enforcement in the history of the state of Maryland.
But we're talking about federal support right now from the White House.
No, but and that includes over $50 million to BPD alone, and there's still shortages. So if the federal government says, let us help you, let us actually double down on the support that the state has given to local law enforcement, I would absolutely welcome that.
The problem with that whole thing is we've seen what federal money, what happens when you send it to the state, when you send it to the city of Baltimore. They use it for their own little slush funds, for their own little, left-wing do-gooder, something like Safe Streets, for instance, or other programs like that are entirely wasteful. They just caught them in Michigan, $5 billion in waste, fraud, and abuse by Michigan Democrats. So I think federal monies going into blue states, blue cities like Maryland, like Baltimore, have to have major strings attached or should be accompanied with forensic audits. Otherwise, let the feds come in and do the work, which they're doing, and assisting the local law enforcement. All right, we got your calls and comments coming up next, and the Daily Mail story about those damning photos. Right now, it's time for the latest news headlines, and for Bruce this morning is Julie Ryder.
Well, good morning. Baltimore police are looking for the suspect who stabbed a woman early Monday in Fells Point. That incident happened in the 800 block of Ann Street. The victim was taken to a hospital with non-life-threatening stab wounds to the arm and shoulder. Anyone with information is asked to call Baltimore police. City police are investigating a Sunday afternoon murder in North Baltimore. Officers were called to the 3000 block of West Garrison Avenue around 3 p.m., where they found a man suffering from gunshot wounds. The victim was taken to a hospital and pronounced dead. No further information is released. And Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott is praising the city's continued drop in violent crime, with 2025 on pace for the fewest homicides in over 50 years. Through August, the city has recorded 91 homicides, a nearly 30% decrease compared to last year. Non-fatal shootings are down 21%. The mayor credits the success to targeted enforcement, community partnerships, and intervention programs. National Police Association spokesperson Betsy Smith says the new entertainment district unit is short hundreds of officers. Current officers are being asked to work overtime or reassigned from where they're needed. Smith says this leaves gaps and may lead to an increase in crime and delayed response time for backup. The EDU unit was created to concentrate in Baltimore's most active entertainment zones to help reduce crime and enhance quality of life. And protesters gathered at BWI Airport on Sunday to demand that Maryland cut ties with an airline that has a federal contract for ICE deportations. Members of Maryland Indivisible and Doctors for Camp Closure say Avelo Airlines profits from deportations, and a petition by the Baltimore Rapid Response Network asks that Governor Westmore end the state's contract with the airline. Coming up next, we take a check of traffic, plus the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
Call Jim White, professional hypnotist, 410-661-1111. I personally give you a money-back guarantee that I will hypnotize you, knowing at the end that hypnosis has been a very relaxing and enjoyable experience. So I will give the inner mind an opportunity to send a message to the body and the consciousness in a way that the body and the consciousness can understand the inner mind's strength, its willingness, and now its total and complete commitment to assist you never to smoke cigarettes again as long as you live. And I wonder how surprised the body and the consciousness will be upon receiving this very strong message. 410-661-1111. Money back guarantee. What do you have to lose?
These are last night's lottery numbers. The pick 3 was 293, and the pick 4 was 2384. And now, traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
We have delays coming in through the area of the Fort McHenry Toll Plaza. As you're coming south, the vehicle's still there, crowding the left-hand lane. We're still getting all four lanes through, but they're kind of looking at it, has the flashers on, so we're slow right there on 95. That's going to start to send some overflow traffic onto 895 southbound, so be prepared for that. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off mild and even cool for some of you on this Tuesday morning, temperatures in the 50s and 60s. As we head toward the afternoon, highs mainly in the mid to upper 70s. Look for a few more clouds rolling through the afternoon. We'll be warmer on Wednesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
635 Sports brought to you by Grieven Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Baltimore East met Baltimore West last night in San Diego, and our birds beat their birds.
Orioles picked him up this offseason as a minor league free agent. This ball's touched right here.
Soaring towards center, Johnson turning around, and it is long gone! Once again, Jeremiah Jackson delivers. That is some mighty thunder.
Boy, did he ever. Ben Wagner with the call on Masson. Jeremiah Jackson has a place on this team. A solo shot, part of a 4-3 win last night over the Padres. A game that felt like old home week for Baltimore. Ramon Laureano, Ryan O'Hearn, Manny Machado, Baltimore native and Gilman grad Gavin Sheets, not to mention Severna Park's Jackson Merrill, who's on the injured list, all playing now in San Diego. Off the field, couple moves yesterday for the Birds, activating Albert Suarez off the 60-day injured list. Catcher Maverick Hanley was also added to the roster. More moves on tap today with right-hander Tyler Wells expected to come off the 60 and start tonight in San Diego. Goals for the Ravens in 2025. First one, win the division. If they do that, they'll become the first team in AFC North history to three-peat as division champs since the advent of the four-division alignment in 2002. Here's head coach John Harbaugh.
When I take a step back and I watch practice, I know that we're a very good football team. So it's our job to go out there and play very well, you know, and coach very well.
And it all starts actually tomorrow. The Ravens are off today in preparation for the Buffalo Bills. Crowds filled the bars and restaurants along Franklin Street in Chapel Hill yesterday, hours before kickoff between the University of North Carolina and TCU, only to watch the grumpy lobster boat captain fall overboard.
And third down, Lopez to the outside, and it's intercepted. It is going to be a walk-in touchdown for the veteran Bud Clark.
Reese Davis had the call on ESPN, and it got worse from there, as the Emperor apparently has no clothes in Carolina all night. 48-14 was the final. TCU defeats UNC in Bill Belichick's head coaching debut in college football. NASCAR at Darlington on Sunday, the Southern 500 with final lap drama.
And Reddick throws everything he's got at Chase Briscoe. Is he close enough? Briscoe's able to move by. This was the race that changed Chase Briscoe's life last year, and he's done it again. Briscoe wins the Southern 500.
Call on NBC Sports. Chase Briscoe goes back-to-back at Darlington. Great finish with Tyler Reddick on his tail in NASCAR's playoff opener. Formula One racing back at it. The Dutch Grand Prix won by Oscar Piastri for McLaren Racing in the number 81 car. Max Verstappen finished second. The time now is 6:37 when we return, saying goodbye to a college football icon.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Grieben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Grieben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Grieben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA/SIPC.
First of all, good to have you back.
Thank you. Nice to be back. And,
yes.
A wonderful week of family vacation down to Bethany Beach.
Okay.
In Delaware, the weather was just absolutely splendid. Don't remember weather like that in a long time.
Looks like you got a little bit of sun.
A little bit, yeah.
And it looks like you wore your cap.
I did.
So that's good.
Yeah, those of us that are follicularly challenged.
Yeah, I think we're both in that club.
Yeah, we are in that club.
Absolutely.
What do you think was the biggest college football story over the weekend? Was it Arch Manning's horrific performance or Bill Belichick's horrific?
I mean, because of all the hype for the Belichick thing, I think it was the Belichick thing.
Yeah.
You know, and you and I were talking about this off the air. I mean, this whole thing is an embarrassment
it
to
is.
Me.
It is.
His personal life, his football life, his coaching life right now, it's just, he just needs to go away, I believe. And maybe we're overreacting. Maybe they go 12-1. I have no idea.
Could be, but there's a debris field.
Yes.
NFL coaches going to college and striking out, and college coaches coming to the NFL Collins striking him. Remember Steve Spurrier with the Redskins?
Absolutely.
Horrible start there.
He's putting a stain on his legacy, as it were, which is ironic because I wanted to say this. At the same time that Belichick was doing that, okay, on Saturday, I don't know if you saw this because I know you were on vacay, at the Texas-Ohio State game in the pregame, Lee Corso had his final appearance ever after 38 years, 431 appearances. I just want to play this quick clip of his final prediction for this Ohio, because you know how he puts on the hat.
Right.
So here's Lee Corso. And unfortunately, you have to follow it a little bit because he is 90 years old, and you can tell he's kind of losing it a little.
Texas is number one. They have a Manning at quarterback. Poor Ohio State. They ain't got a chance. Give me my first love.
There it is. Here it comes.
And the crowd went crazy because he put on the Brutus Buckeye
the headgear
hat. Yeah, exactly, yeah, right. Exactly. And so that's it. And the game day show set a record, 5.1 million viewers, doubling the previous record for watching that show.
I was surprised by the pick of Ohio State. He did pick Florida State to win as well, which was a major upset.
In his entire career, he was 67% right. On Saturday, he was 6-0 to go out.
Wow. Yeah. It's a great way to go out.
Love him.
Thanks, Gary. Appreciate that. 410-922-6680, our number, 1-800-WCBM-680. Let's take a phone call here this morning from Kevin in Delaware. Good morning, Kevin.
Hey, good morning.
Yes, sir.
Hey, listen, just wanted to comment on the Westmore thing. I was unaware of this whole Bronze Star issue. I'm retired military, a combat arms officer.
Thank you for your service.
And I started looking into it, and I find it very odd, this entire... You know, he's been in the Army for, 16 years, active duty and reserve. Has no other medals, no other awards that are lesser than the Bronze Star. For example, the Army Commendation Medal, the Meritorious Service Medal. If he was submitted for a Bronze Star and it wasn't approved, it would have been downgraded. Now, the fact that it got lost, apparently, is very odd also. Normally, if I submitted any kind of action as a commander, I followed up on it. So if one of my soldiers was in for something and didn't come through, I was tracking that, or my S1 or somebody was tracking all that stuff.
Well, he got the Bronze Star with a combat action badge, not a Bronze Star with Valor, which is a separate honor, obviously, as I understand it. But here's the point that I want to ask you, Kevin, as a retired military. Do military honorees... Do they go around? First off, they don't brag to begin with. The most, if they're asked, they'll say yes or no. But he was telling people he actually was awarded the Bronze Star when he didn't have it.
Well, that's what you call the little white lie, which is the same as any other lie.
But even if he had been put in for it, if his CO had told him, "I put you in for it," you don't have it until it's pinned on your chest.
Exactly. Oh, of course. Of course. You can't do that. You should wake up in the middle of the night going, "Oh my God, I'm supposed to have this. I better find it out. It better become a high priority," because it's no small thing to claim a military award that you don't have. In fact, it's a huge thing.
Yeah, I mean, look at it. He served in the 82nd Airborne, and I thank him for his service and for what he did in Afghanistan, Iraq, or whatever. But I don't understand why Democrats do this, and maybe some Republicans, why they claim that they were in country when they weren't, or they claim medals that they did not receive. I know that resume or CV embellishment is a thing with others, but I just don't understand. You already are respected for your military service. Why try and embellish with something that you don't have?
Well, I would agree 100%, but that's, but that's the general, modus operandi anyway. Always sort of, all things are sort of white lies, half-truths, whatever you want to call them, whether it's crime statistics, whether it's your military service, spinning things to look different than they really are.
Yep, well, we're going to cover it in greater detail here at the top of the hour, because he went on several shows, Will Cain over at Fox and Martha Raddatz yesterday, and stepped in it again over this Bronze Star controversy. Kevin, thanks so much for the call. Thanks for listening. Appreciate that. 6:43 traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, so this broken-down vehicle that we spotted at 6 o'clock against the guardrail, southbound, going into the left tube, he's beyond the wall area and the yellow line, so he's technically off the roadway. He's been sitting there with the flashing lights on, and now there's some help behind it, and with that, we're now backed up on 95, just because they're looking at it. We're backed up beyond the Eastern Avenue Bridge and working our way back towards Moravia Road. Of course, immediately the overflow traffic goes to 895, so now that's backed up almost back to Pulaski Highway. So we're going to go at least 20-minute delays right now, southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. New wreck over in Woodlawn, Woodlawn Drive near Windsor Mill Road. Earlier wreck, motorcyclist was involved at Rolling Road at Dogwood Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. It'll be a mild and cool start to the day. Partly sunny. Highs about 78 or so today. Right now it's mostly sunny. 58 in Pasadena. 57 in Parkville. Let's head over to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners. In the name of Butterball Johnson.
Has he ever flashed that little stubby thing at you? That's appalling.
It's Stubby Johnson, folks. All right.
Can't help it.
Oh, boy. Pringles has just dropped 6 new flavors, including smoky bacon,
ooh,
smoky mesquite barbecue, smoky cheddar, sharp white cheddar, Pringles Mingles, cinnamon and sugar, and here's my favorite Pringles Mingles, jalapeno and queso.
Of course. That really sounds good.
Yeah. Of course, you can't call them potato chips. They're potato crisps.
Crisps.
They don't meet the definition of a potato chip.
No. Crisps.
KFC Canada.
I bet Jamie likes them.
Just went full pickle with its new sandwich fries and even pickled Pepsi. Now, see, this is where it goes too far.
Yeah, they're getting out of hand now.
Okay, I can get the pickle sandwich and maybe the pickle fries, but a pickle-flavored Pepsi?
Have you seen that TV commercial where the guy turns into a pickle while he's in his car?
Yes.
It's not good. It's not good. It really is. So it looks like something else.
It reminds me of you. I don't know why.
No.
But
no.
It just reminds me of you, the Pickle King.
First off, it's too big.
Brooksville. Well, they have little gherkins.
Thank you very much.
You're quite welcome.
Just in case you're my pal.
Keurig, Dr. Pepper's. You ready for this? Dr. Pepper just bought JDE Peet's. They're a big coffee company, and they're big in the Keurig world. And so now they're going to be called Keurig Dr. Pepper. Well, they could be the global coffee king before all is said and done. Wow. No word on whether there'll be a Dr. Pepper coffee or not.
Mm-hmm.
But there probably will be a pickle-flavored coffee for those who are inclined.
I remember the first time I had a Dr. Pepper was in Pulaski, Virginia, about 1956.
Wow. That was good stuff.
Had
that was
a different taste.
That was my favorite years ago when I drank soda. I haven't had a soda in I don't tell you how long.
Mm-hmm.
It's been years. Taco Bell just resurrected 5 classics from the 2000s. They're all under $3. Cool Ranch Doritos Locos Tacos, Double Decker Taco, 7-Layer Burrito, the Chili Cheese Burrito, and the Caramel Apple Empanada. All under $3. That's good value, folks.
Yeah.
And good news for those of you that like Chipotle. They're now testing drone delivery in Texas. And they've partnered with a company called Zipline. They're dubbing it Zipotle.
Ooh.
And
that's cute.
With Zipline, you tap a button. Minutes later, food magically appears hot, fresh, and ultra-fast from your local Chipotles. Can
Where
you imagine?
Does it land? On your sidewalk?
It hovers about 300 feet in the air, and the zip lowers to the ground.
Oh, that's cool.
It avoids obstacles and gently, precisely places the order at the guest's address. Don't know whether it's on your front porch or on your driveway or at the curb. We have to see how that's being tested down in Texas.
Your neighbors are sitting there watching TV, and suddenly something's landing in front of their house.
Right. And then I think it's probably a UFO. We have all sorts of UFO sightings now.
Open fire on the damn thing.
And then suddenly Chuck Whitaker comes and takes your Chipotle meal delivered by drone.
If it even wanders over my yard, I'm getting it.
Then we'll have more Bigfoot sightings when that happens.
Yes. I hate when I see that commercial. It's just, there's something wrong with that.
There is. The pickle one or the Bigfoot one?
No, the pickle one.
Yeah, that is.
The guy sitting in that car looking like, it's just gross. It reminds me of the Elk Ridge Drive-In.
All right, Chuck. See you in a couple.
All right.
6:48, 12 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. Bill is in Woodlawn. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning. How y'all doing?
We're fine, sir. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm calling references Wes Moore thing with the National Guard.
Uh-huh.
I was regular Army, then I went in the Maryland National Guard, served quite a number of years.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you for your appreciation. The thing is, we are trained, or we were trained. We were trained in crowd control, security, and that was just a yearly thing. We did it every year, and then they had some specialized training. I was a staff sergeant, and they had specialized training where we went out, and it was like two weekends, and we had all this extra training. Now, we weren't trained to make traffic stops, but, we were trained to detain people, to stop them, I had military police training when I was a regular Army.
Right.
And you're trained... basically the same way the police are, especially in use of force, all that sort of stuff.
Well, occasionally the Guard is called out to quell riots and uprisings in American cities. We've seen that in the history back in the 60s in 68. And then, of course, after the assassination of Martin Luther King, we saw here in Maryland after the Freddie Gray incident with the riots there, the National Guard was called out.
Right. And there's natural disasters. They're sent in for security. So they are trained to do the mission that they have them doing. Like I said, they're not out making traffic stop, responding to domestic violence, responding, to burglaries and stuff like that. But for their mission, they are highly trained individuals.
Absolutely. And to say that they're not trained and to say that they basically all they're doing is glorified trash men, I think are offensive to many people like yourself, to my father who served, and to some of my friends who also served and are currently National Guardsmen. It is, I think, offensive to characterize them as such.
Well, you talked about your father. You look historically... The 29th Division, Maryland National Guard, landed at D-Day.
Mm-hmm.
They got called up to serve after. They got called up for Desert Storm, and then later on, they were called up a lot for 9/11 and all that stuff.
Governor Taxmore ought to know better. Being an 82nd Airborne, he ought to know better, and he ought to watch what he says. Because just because you're in the service doesn't give you a creative license to criticize your fellow servicemen. Bill, thanks again. Appreciate it.
Wait, one last thing.
Go right ahead.
I was a military policeman, and I was actually stationed on Fort Bragg back when it was Fort Bragg.
It still is.
I can tell you stories about the 82nd.
Okay. Bill, thanks so much. Have a great day. Appreciate that. 6:51. John, this is Posse, says Governor Moore is correct. The National Guard is removing all sorts of trash from D.C., including murderers, rapists, carjackers, and illegal guns. Moore wishes to become the face of what was once the Democrat Party and is now the pro-criminal and anti-religion Marxist movement. Best of the Morning Drive, available each and every day. Check us out at WCBM.com on our Facebook and Rumble pages. Brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
At Wallace Roofing, we don't just build roofs, we build relationships. Some of our customers are in their 80s and 90s. We've worked on their homes, their children's homes, and even their grandchildren's. That kind of trust is earned, not given, and we never take it for granted. We're a third generation family-run company, and a promise to be here when you need us. Call Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700, 410-655-3700, MHIC 1566. Above all, a good roof.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch. IPSvirtual.com. Thank you again.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
653 traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
All right, we're right in the area of 20-minute delays or so southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. All the lanes are open. They've been looking at a broken-down vehicle near the left tube southbound on I-95 at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. That kind of started it, and then the overflow goes over towards 895. So 20 minutes right now, and everybody's still moving. Parkville side of the Beltway has filled in just a bit now at Hartford Road. West side outer loop delays are now beginning solid now pretty much right after 795 heading down eventually towards Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Looking to sharpen your aim? Free State Gun Range has you covered. From wear and carry permit classes to private lessons, plus a full selection of guns and accessories. We've got it all. Shoot safely on our 12-lane indoor range. Visit freestategunrange.com to book today. Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, mild and cool today, partly sunny, 78, another gorgeous day. Right now, sunny, 59 in the city, 57 in Millersville. I should point out, and our listeners have always helped me out in this regard, that at 0900 hours on this day in 1945, Allied and Japanese representatives met aboard the USS Missouri and signed documents of surrender, ending Japan's 13-year war of aggression. Non-Japanese death toll exceeded 20 million. Slowly, the lights of the world came on again. General MacArthur used five pens in the signing of the documents. Four of the pens were on the table. A fifth pen came from his pocket. It was his wife's red Parker fountain pen. Some years later, Gene MacArthur lost the historic pen, unfortunately. So the other big story, and we'll get to your calls and comments here in just a second, is the Bronze Star. We'll get to that at the top of the hour. But Governor Moore was spotted vacationing or having a day, if you will, on the luxury yacht of George Clooney in Lake Como, Italy, which is a very, very exclusive vacation spot. Here's the Daily Mail headline. Damning photos burn top Democrats' 2028 plans to the ground as he's busted half-naked on kingmaker George Clooney's luxury yacht in Italy while his hellhole state faces crime apocalypse. Some of us having fun writing that headline. But half-naked is, he's in his bathing suit. Okay, so that is immaterial to me. I think that's irrelevant, and that's the kind of stuff that people go, see, you're just piling on. But what I think what is important here is that 46-year-old Moore with his wife, Dawn, soaking up the sun, and there are at least five or six shots of them on the Clooney yacht, okay? And remember, Clooney is the one that's backing Wes Moore at the national level. So out over, and this was yesterday afternoon, so he did all of his nine television appearances in the last week, then goes on Labor Day out to with his billionaire buddy, George Clooney. The Daily Mail writes, Baltimore's residents can't escape gunshots and crime while Wes Moore flies to Lake Como to hang out with the Democrat elite. Of course, maybe he should stay there because he surely isn't getting anything done in Annapolis, said the White House. So this is a $100 million estate, and they apparently had the Clooney service staff at their full disposal. So after imposing the largest tax increase in the history of Maryland on Marylanders, after Moody's reported we are on the brink of recession, after spending wild-eyed and, of course, watching, turning his head the other way as his personally handpicked juvenile services secretary ruined completely ruined and destroyed our juvenile justice system, along with progressive Marxist Democrats. I could care less if he was fully naked. That doesn't matter a hill of beans to me. The fact that he's over rubbing shoulders with the Clooney and the progressive Democrat elite, while the rest of us are, you know, struggling to make ends meet and trying to stay alive in the state of Maryland, that to me speaks volumes. And by the way, Baltimore's crime rate, 9 times what D.C.'s crime rate is since the crime crackdown has occurred. That was a statistic that Fox 45 published last week. So if you want to see the article, go to the Daily Mail. It's behind a paywall, so you may have to kind of manipulate things a little bit to get it into the so you can see the whole thing. But as far as being half naked, that's no big deal. But being over there rubbing shoulders with, and this tells me that he's definitely running, because why else would you be on George Clooney's yacht?
Right. I mean, by that definition, you were probably half naked last week.
I was half naked. Half naked on the
beaches.
While
you left CBM for a week. No. But I do, what I'm suspicious of is, you know, how hard Martha Raddatz went after him, you know, comparatively to how they usually go after Democrats and all this stuff coming out. Sometimes a Democrat strategy is if a candidate has any skeletons or any baggage, they want to get it out of the way early. And it's so early if he's running in 2028 for president. So part of me is suspicious that, yes, of course it needs to come out, and but they're trying to get rid of any, there's a confusion over the Bronze Star, but whatever, he has it now, so it's a moot point. You know, I don't agree with that, but I'm saying there could be a method to this madness. So I'm just
I think there's a two, that's a two-headed monster. I think you're absolutely right. I think that get out of it early, get ahead of it, and put it to rest. Exactly. There's also the chance that some of his opposition, like Gavin Newsom or J.B. Pritzker and others, this is the little dirty opposition research, and they want to try to,
that could be
tarnish his Bronze Star.
Or they're testing things. They're testing things. But anyway, I think we should not let it drop. And the other candidates, opponents of him here in Maryland for governor, shouldn't let it drop. We should keep it going, not let it die.
Yeah, absolutely. And we'll keep it going right after the 7 o'clock news as we get into the Bronze Star controversy, which came up on a couple of national shows last week as well. Your calls and comments, certainly welcome. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. It's 7 o'clock. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Now that he has corralled crime in Washington, D.C., President Trump would like to do the same thing in Chicago, but the prospect infuriates Democrat city and state leaders. Mayor Brandon Johnson tells a protest rally no federal troops in the city of Chicago, where there were more than 50 shootings over the weekend. What some have called lawfares jeopardizing the Trump tariffs.
A federal appeals court has ruled that Donald Trump illegally used emergency powers to impose sweeping tariffs, but left them in place for now. The court said the president wasn't legally allowed to declare national emergencies and impose import taxes on almost every country. It's a major legal blow for the White House, and the president took notice. He wrote on social media that if allowed to stand, this decision would literally destroy the U.S. Greg Clugston, Washington.
China is hosting some of its key allies, including Russia, and from outward appearances, it would seem that Moscow and Beijing are growing closer with each passing day. The BBC's Steve Lai is in Beijing.
There's been a flurry of diplomacy over the last 2 days. We saw the SCO summit, and now leaders are gathering here in Beijing for more talks. President Putin was speaking very fondly of President Xi, calling him a dear friend. Well, for his part, President Xi told Putin that China-Russia relations have withstood the test of international changes, adding that Beijing was willing to work with Moscow to promote what he called the construction of a more just and reasonable global governance system.
North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un is also in Beijing, and that's unusual since Kim rarely leaves his country. Averting a partial government shutdown at month's end, one of the orders of business facing lawmakers now that Congress is back on Capitol Hill from its August break. Watching Wall Street, the Dow futures down 273 points. NASDAQ futures off 216. More on these stories at townhall.com.
So my mother is thinking of switching from Verizon to Pure Talk, but she's worried the deal sounds too good to be true.
Michael, she said, how can those Pure Talk people offer me the same basic service as Verizon for so much less money? I said, Mom, go ask Google how much Verizon spends on advertising and promotion. A few seconds later, my mother said, oh my goodness, $12 billion a year? That must be a typo. I'll tell you what I told my mom. It's not a typo. Verizon spends $12 billion a year on advertising and promotion, and their customers are paying for it. Well, Pure Talk doesn't spend that kind of money on commercials. Trust me, I would know. Consequently, they can offer you and my mother unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data on a blazing fast 5G network for just $25 a month. Dial #250 and say the words micro, and you'll get an additional 50% off your first month. That's #250 micro. Pure Talk. Everything you need and nothing you don't.
Good morning. It's 7:03 with traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
Lanes are open and it looks pretty good right now. We know that will change and we're going to be busy, but we're okay for right now. Southbound I-97 at the ramp at Route 32. We'll start to see a little build up there. Just check through Annapolis. Everything's good at the Bay Bridge. 3 west, 2 eastbound. All the lanes are open. The cameras are still out at Ritchie Highway and the Severn River Bridge, so that's not really good for right in there. But we can see beyond that to Roe Boulevard and over towards Parole. And all the lanes are open on that section of 50 and eventually towards I-97. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off mild and even cool for some of you on this Tuesday morning. Temperatures in the 50s and 60s. As we head toward the afternoon, highs mainly in the mid to upper 70s. Look for a few more clouds rolling through the afternoon. We'll be warmer on Wednesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And I'm Julie Ryder with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. City police investigating a Monday morning shooting that left a man injured in the Cross Country neighborhood of Northwest Baltimore. Officers responded to the 3300 block of Clark's Lane around 11:25 a.m. and found a man inside a home with gunshot wounds. He was taken to the hospital for treatment. His condition was not released. Detectives are looking for information. You can call Metro Crime Stoppers anonymously. Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott is praising the city's continued drop in violent crime, with 2025 on pace for the fewest homicides in over 50 years. Through August, the city has recorded 91 homicides, a nearly 30% decrease compared to last year. Non-fatal shootings are down 21%. August saw just 7 homicides, the lowest ever recorded for that month, historically one of Baltimore's deadliest. The mayor credits the success to targeted enforcement, community partnerships, and intervention programs. Well, coming up next, it's Stein on Sports.
It's time for the Rescue Natural Supplement Labor Day Sale, the ultimate celebration of savings and well-being. And right now, all Rescue supplements are slashed up to 75% off. Plus, enjoy free shipping, too. Whether you're searching for immune support, joint care, heart health, or a youthful glow, Rescue has health essentials for everyone. Take a break. Celebrate your workplace achievements with savings on probiotics, omega-3s, multivitamins, and so much more. Call today at 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483 and speak to a knowledgeable product consultant. Or you can shop online at res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Celebrate Labor Day with 25 to 75% off. Again, all Rescue products are slashed up to 75% off site-wide. No codes needed. Just call or go to res-q.com today or call 1-800-26-ALIVE to get this Labor Day deal.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
705 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. The word on Sam Bisaio is the young man is a hitting machine, a quick bat, never quicker than last night in San Diego.
And Bisaio with a missile past the dive of Cronenworth into right center field to drive home a pair. Beavers is in. Carlson right behind him. A two-run double for Samuel Bisaio. And it's a 2-0 jump by the Birds.
Ben Wagner with the call on Masson. Bisaio would smoke a pair of doubles last night and drive in two, part of an 11-hit attack spurred by the Baby Birds as they took care of San Diego in the lid lifter. 4-3 was the final. After the game, manager Mancelino on his rookie phenom.
He's starting to work counts. He's starting to see more pitches.
he's gaining confidence. Really excited about him, obviously.
Bisayo, Beavers, and Jeremiah Jackson, 7-for-13 last night for Baltimore. All four runs driven in. Game two at Petco tonight at 9:40. Tyler Wells expected to make his 2025 debut on the Hill for Baltimore. Super Bowl or bust for the Ravens this year? Well, one Ravens player looking to recapture that Super Bowl magic is rush linebacker Kyle Van Noy. Got two of them with the Patriots, looking for numero uno in Baltimore.
Yeah, honestly, I tell people I have two football homes, one being New England and then the other one here. I'm really grateful to be a part of this organization, be a part of what they've been building the last 3 years. I know it's been going on before I've been here, but hopefully I'm here for the glory days, right?
Van Noy turned 34 in March, coming off a career-high 12.5 sacks a year ago. And finally, in college, Division of Pro Football Week 1 in College Park, successful.
Belkamp, hit as he throws, intercepted! It's an end zone waltz! Wingate! Pick six! Terps on top!
Joe Beninati had the call on BTN. Daniel Wingate out of St. Vincent Pilate and Laura with the pick six. Freshman quarterback Malik Washington, 258 passing yards, 3 touchdowns. Terps roll over the Owls of FAU, 39-7 the final. Coming up in 30 minutes, the King chasing history. And that is Stein on Sports.
Since 1902, Farnan and Dermer has been Maryland's trusted name in HVAC. Family owned for 5 generations, they're the comfort guys that you can count on. Like with a $99 AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. If you need a new system, how about 0% financing for up to 60 months and rebates up to $7,000? Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com. And don't forget to tell them Gary told me to call. Farnan and Dermer, keeping Maryland comfortable for over 120 years.
From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And Bruce is off this week. I'm Sean Casey, and we'll be sitting in all throughout the week. I'd love to hear from you. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. And you can email us at themorningdrive@WCBM.com or text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app, and it goes right here into the studio. Coming up in this hour, more violence shakes Fells Point. And we'll take a look at that new Baltimore EDU, the Entertainment District Unit, and whether it's doing its job or not. CBS Fake News deceptively edits Secretary Kristi Noem. But a top story here, once again, is Governor Moore, who has been all over the news. 9 separate television appearances in the last week. And now, of course, splashed all over the front pages of the Daily Mail, shirtless, on George Clooney's yacht with his wife, Dawn, while the rest of us are trying to figure, I just got my bill for my... register my car, my truck. Okay? It's like $290. I mean, what the hell's going on in the state of Maryland? $290 just to register my vehicle. That is just incredible. And this is one of many taxes, fees, permits, increases we're all suffering from. Moody's has us on the brink of recession, according to the last report I saw last week. We have juvenile crime exploding. They can talk about the homicide crime rates being down, but right now Baltimore's crime rate is 9-fold what D.C.'s crime rate is. Why? Because President Trump is a man of action. Governor Moore is a man of talk. Lots of it, by the way. So remember the Bronze Star thing. It started back in 2006. He on a White House fellowship application, he put down that he was a Bronze Star recipient. He was not. He wasn't awarded the Bronze Star until December of 2024, 18 years after he claimed he had it. And he says, I didn't claim it. I just didn't correct the record when people said I had it. Well, you put it on a White House fellowship application. That's called claiming it. Now, that's just flat out not telling the truth. And why would you do that? Well, because his military record was central to his campaign to run first as governor, and then secondly, when he did decide he was going to run for president, which I think was in his head from the get-go, much like Barack Hussein Obama. So it came up last week, several instances. First up, yesterday on the Martha Raddatz, or on Sunday, Martha Raddatz of ABC questioned him over his, and she's a Trump basher. She hates Trump. And all of a sudden, she's calling Governor Moore to task.
But in 2008, on PBS, they said, they introduced you, Gwen Ifill, saying you had earned a Bronze Star medal. That's 2008. 2010, you were on the Colbert Show. When he said you had a Bronze Star, you did not correct him. You had to know you did not have one then.
Well, it was, I did not go back and, you know, go back and tell the Pentagon, hey, I was told to put this on my application, and didn't. And honestly, at that
but
point,
I'm not talking about the Pentagon. I'm talking about you knew in those interviews you did not have one.
No, because even at the time of those interviews, it wasn't something that I even thought about. When I came home, it wasn't something I even thought about. I didn't think about the fact that, hey, I wonder if my paperwork processed out. But now I'm thankful that the military, after they found out that the paperwork was lost and didn't process, that they came back and awarded me the Bronze Star. So I do have a Bronze Star that I earned in Afghanistan and a combat action badge that I earned in Afghanistan. So I'm proud of that, but that's not why I served.
But do you regret not correcting when you were introduced that way?
I mean, I don't regret not going back and consistently looking over my service records.
Jeez. You talk about doublespeak, gobbledygook propaganda. The man claimed he had a Bronze Star when he didn't. That's the bottom line. He failed to correct the record when others said he was a Bronze Star recipient, a man of honor, a man that would respect other military folks and soldiers would do the same. You don't claim something you don't have, even if you were nominated for it. You could say, hey, I was nominated for a Bronze Star, but I don't have it yet. But I was nominated. I don't know what's taking so long. But he didn't do that. He said he had it. 7:13. Traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
If you're coming up the Beltway from 795 to Pikesville, you're in the shade. You come around the curve underneath Reisterstown Road, bam, there's the sunshine right there on the windshield. So it's glaring, and you know it's bad right there. So it's slowing us down at Park Heights Avenue to Greenspring. Then you kind of go back in the shade just a bit. So be prepared for that. That's the reason for the backup. Parkville side is slowing at Hartford Road. The west side, that's the normal delay. 795 to Frederick Road. The tunnels are kind of moved down just a bit and improving, especially the Fort McHenry Tunnel. So we're a little better right there now. But right now, you're back. Backup starts around Eastern Avenue. 895 is still going to slow before the Eastern Avenue Bridge on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Mild, cool start to the day today. Feels like fall, doesn't it? Partly sunny. 78 a little bit later on this afternoon. We're going to warm back up into the 80s Wednesday and Thursday. First chance of rain possible Thursday afternoon. It's been, what, 10, 12 days or something since, maybe even longer, since we've seen any significant rain. Sunny 58 right now in Severn, and it is 57 in Parkville. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
All right, and President Trump said yesterday that he's open to considering reopening insane asylums and argued that society can't have these people walking around with severe mental illnesses during a recent interview on with the Daily Caller on his crime crackdown in D.C. Also said yesterday on True Social, it's very important that drug companies justify the success of their various COVID drugs. Many people think they're a miracle that saved millions of lives. Others disagree. With the CDC being ripped apart over this question, I want the answer, and I want it now. I have been shown information from Pfizer and others that is extraordinary, but they never seem to show those results to the public. Why not? Because they go off on the next hunt and let everybody else rip themselves apart. So he wants Pfizer, Big Pharma, to come clean on just exactly what's happening with the jab. He also said that Mayor Muriel Bowser of D.C. has become very popular because she worked with me and my great people in bringing crime down to virtually nothing in D.C. Her statements and actions were positive instead of others like Pritzker, Westmore, Newsom, and the 5% approval-rated mayor of Chicago, which would be Brandon Johnson. Trump would also say what few people understand is that we do very little business with India, but they do a tremendous amount of business with us. In other words, they sell us massive amounts of goods, their biggest client, but we sell them very little. Until now, totally one-sided relationship. And he says basically he's angry at India for buying oil from Russia. And now, of course, he's not going to the big Quad meeting in India. So India might have increased tariffs of 50%. Speaking of tariffs, a left-wing judge basically ruled that all of President Trump's tariffs that he's imposed are illegal. Now, that's going to go to the Supreme Court. It's going to be appealed. Going to go all the way to the Supreme Court because, as you will hear shortly from Scott Bessent, the Treasury Secretary, he has the power to do that under the Economic Emergency Powers Act. But first up is the big trade deal. What's holding it up between China and the United States?
President Trump, Party Chair Xi, have a very good relationship. So I think the Chinese understand that if we want to move the U.S.-China relationship forward, now is the time to do it.
Now's the time to do it, but they're cozying up to Putin, are the Chinese Communist Party. They're trying to be a skunk at the party over the peace deal, as well as the European Union, the globalists like Germany's Chancellor Merz and the worm Macron and others. They're trying to ruin this because they want war. Let's face it, Europe wants war, the globalists want war, and China wants war because they want to weaken everybody else in doing so. But Bessent went on to say that the tariffs that Trump is imposing are allowed by law.
What's a bigger emergency than 100,000, 200,000 Americans dying? And shouldn't the president be able to use IEPA, the Emergency Economic Powers Act, to stop the hundreds of thousands of Americans dying and the families that are being destroyed?
He also went on to say that the president may declare national housing emergency this fall. It'll be the first national housing emergency since the Great Recession, when the housing bubble burst as Obama was preparing to take over the White House from President Bush. As part of that, the Housing and Urban Development Secretary Scott Turner, a former Redskin, I might add, by the way, he is going to boot illegal aliens from Section 8 housing.
President Trump is serious, not only in cleaning up the crime in our streets, but also American citizens will be prioritized when it comes to living in HUD-funded, government-funded housing. We just sent out a letter to the D.C. Housing Authority, and it has been received by them. And as you said, they have 30 days to give us a full, comprehensive account of everyone living inside of D.C. Housing Authorities that are receiving Section 8 vouchers or any type of HUD funding. We want the names, the address, the number of people in the unit, the size of the unit, the cost of the unit, and they must give us the American citizenship status or eligible immigration status. No longer will we allow illegal aliens to live in taxpayer-funded housing here in America. In the last administration, in the Biden administration, Charlie, they turned a blind eye. They didn't collect the data, but those days are over. We are collecting the data to make sure they're illegal aliens, and for that, criminal activity. No one doing criminal activity is living in HUD-funded housing, which is literally on the backs of taxpayers in America.
Bingo. And in a related story, Biden appointed judge, this is a shocker, ruled against birthright citizenship. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals just ruled that a man born in New York City in 1950 is not an American citizen because he was the son of a foreign diplomat, and they are not automatically U.S. citizens. Neither were Native Americans. Back in the day, they had to be added a little bit later on. So the birthright citizenship that'll be decided by the Supreme Court in the next term. And President Trump says he will order voter ID requirement for every vote. He says voter ID must be part of every single vote, no exceptions. I will be doing an executive order to that. And also no mail-in voting, except those that are very ill and the far away military. And that's what it was intended for, by the way. And finally, a woman arrested for threatening to kill President Trump was quietly released by Obama-appointed Judge James Boasberg. This guy is as corrupt as the day is long. And Trump says the trilateral meeting with Putin and Zelensky will happen, but the war will continue a little bit longer until they can get all the sides together at the table. Day 266 of the new Golden Age.
And we are just getting started.
7:21, and your calls and comments coming up, 410-922-6680. More on Moore getting his Bronze Star, but claiming that he had it 18 years prior. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a five-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k x-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
7:23, traffic weather on the threes. Once again, now with the updaters, the king of all traffic, lug nuts, Stubby Johnson.
Excuse me?
Stubby, the Stubster.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I got it.
And they call him Mr. Stubbs.
Sydney Portier. What was that? The follow-up to In the Heat of the Night.
Yes.
Yes. The Interloop backup now. I mentioned earlier this delay coming around from Park Heights Avenue towards Greenspring. And what happens here is you're in the shade back here at 140. And when you turn that corner and you start east from there, you get to the bridge at Park Heights Avenue. That sunshine is on you big time. So it's created a backup now that really is impacting the Beltway coming up from before I-70, Liberty Road, up through Park Heights Avenue, through Greenspring. And then once you get to Greenspring, you're kind of back in the shade again. And then the pace just kind of picks up and goes right on to the JFX with no problems. It's amazing this time of the morning that sunshine is right there creating this backup. It goes back about three exits right now on the Beltway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Looking for fun near Route 140 and 795? Head to Mitchell's Golf Complex in Reisterstown. Mini golf, a lit-up driving range, and a 9-hole executive course. Fun for all. Visit mitchellsgolf.com or call 410-833-7721.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for your Monday. Mild and cool start, partly sunny, 78. Right now we're looking at 60 and mostly sunny in Pasadena, and it's 63 in Stevensville. So Governor Moore was on with Will Kane of Fox News last Thursday, and once again the Bronze Star controversy was a point of contention.
In 2006, on your application for a White House fellowship, you put on your application that you were the recipient of a Bronze Star, I believe also with a combat action badge. That was not true. You have apologized and said it was an honest mistake. Here's what President Trump said. Did Wes Moore, the governor of Maryland, lie about getting his Bronze Star? The question, Governor, is why did you let it go on, even if it was a mistake, for years and years and years as you were celebrated as having a Bronze Star?
I'm very proud of my service to this country. And I think, and I'm not sure if you've served well,
But I think as anyone who has served in this country, if you look at what we were able to do overseas and the fact that I was recognized by the United States Army with both the Bronze Star and the Combat Action Badge, I think I'm not only proud of the service that I have done to this country and the fact that I was willing to put my life on the line, wear the uniform of this country, overseas and lead soldiers. But I also know that the soldiers that I serve with are also proud. And also I know that most soldiers and most veterans know the ridiculousness of this line, and especially when they know that as someone who's actually led soldiers in combat, and someone who's actually led led people overseas, and to know the United States Army actually recognized me with these awards, I think it does matter.
Yeah, and then rightfully so, Will Cain pushes back on the idea that this is ridiculousness. What's ridiculous is that you would claim on your White House fellowship application that you're a Bronze Star recipient. Not only did he lie about that, he also lied about the Maryland College Hall of Fame Award, which does not exist. He said he was the recipient of that. That award did not exist at the time, doesn't exist today. So he made that up, okay, completely, fabricated the whole thing. And somehow he gets a pass, okay? Cain pressed onward.
But this is important because it's not ridiculous.
I appreciate that.
It's important to know that you also are telling the truth. And you did get the Bronze Star, but you got the Bronze Star 2 years ago. And
I
that
did,
2 years ago, you got the medal, you got a citation, you got a ceremony. But you claimed it in 2006 when you didn't have any of those things. So you would know if you got the Bronze Star. The question is, why did you claim it for so long before you got it? And by the way, the Pentagon has responded to this. I want to read you a statement from DOD. They have something to say about this as well. The Pentagon said in 2006, Wes Moore listed a Bronze Star on his resume he didn't have until two decades later. Wes Moore is a perfect example of a politician who inflates his resume and hopes no one notices. Your response, Governor.
My response is I'm very proud of my service, and I'm thankful that the United States military has recognized my service in Afghanistan with both the Bronze Star and the Combat Action Badge. I'm thankful for the service that I did overseas. I'm thankful for the soldiers that I led with. I'm thankful for all of our veterans who understand the sacrifice that we were able to make, and I'm grateful for the opportunity now to be able to continue to do good work on behalf of the people of the state of Maryland.
Yeah. Well, I don't think many people question your service, Governor. I appreciate your service, and I respect and honor that service
Thank
as
you.
Well. The question is whether or not you're telling the truth as a politician. And I think that's important to the American people. As we talk about crime or any other issues addressing the state of Maryland, we got to know that the man we're talking to is also one that's willing to tell us the truth. And this does not look like good evidence of your willingness to tell the truth.
Ouch. Zing. Good job on Will Cain's part there. Much better than Martha Raddatz, I'll tell you that. Vinny Steele is your home sold guarantee realty company. Vinny's going to sell your home, plain and simple, with a guarantee. And he can do that because he's got tens of thousands of buyers ready, willing, and able to purchase your home before he even hits the open market, the MLS, if you will. So Vinny will sit down, or one of his agents will sit down and discuss the price of your home, the timing of your selling your home, the staging of the home, etc., all of the above. And then once you all agree and you sign the contract, your home is sold. It's that simple, and Vinny has a track record of success to prove it. So call Vinny today, 410-709-7515. Rather, that's 410-709-7515. Tell him I told you to call at Vinny Steele, your home sold guarantee realty company. It is 7:30. Time for the latest news headlines. Once again, in for Bruce Elliott, here's Julie Ryder.
Well, good morning. Baltimore County Police are reviewing surveillance video after a large fight involving juveniles broke out near the Maryland State Fairgrounds over the holiday weekend. A confrontation allegedly began inside the fairgrounds. It became physical as it moved to a parking lot outside of the venue. Several people, including two police officers, suffered minor injuries. Police arrested at least two people, and investigators are trying to determine if there will be any additional arrests. Baltimore County Police are continuing to search for the suspect accused of firing shots near the shops at Kenilworth and Towson. It happened Saturday evening at a basketball court. After some type of dispute over a game, police say someone fired a gun, took a backpack, and fled the scene. No one was injured by the gunfire. According to a local news outlet, the incident is being classified as an armed robbery. The investigation is ongoing. The city of Annapolis will be holding a demonstration of its voting system today. By law, the demonstration must take place at least 10 days before an election, and the city's primary is coming up September 16th. Representatives from the Republican and Democrat Central Committees and members of the public are invited to attend the demonstration, review the voting system, and observe the test certification. After the test, members of the Annapolis Board of Supervisors of Elections will sign the official primary election documents. Annapolis residents will be voting for the mayoral and alderperson candidates who will be on the ballot in November. Maryland State Police continue to investigate the death of an inmate at the Eastern Correctional Institute in Westover. 24-year-old Danielle Morris was pronounced dead August 31st. The suspect is also an inmate. When the investigation is complete, the case will be presented to the Somerset County State's Attorney's Office for review. Coming up next, we'll take a look at traffic plus the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
Hey, it's Bruce Elliott. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. For years, they have been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. Now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. During fall weather, it's important to ensure that your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, they're here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather is changing. Now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404, or at timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electrical Heating and Cooling, winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Checking last night's lottery numbers, the pick 3 was 293 and the pick 4, 2384. Now, traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so 895 is still backed up to around the Urban Avenue ramp. Nothing out of the ordinary. 95 is sitting right around the Eastern Avenue bridge. And again, nothing out of the ordinary there. So we're under control at that point. JFX, been okay. Ruxton Road down through the city-county line. Really nothing out of the ordinary on the Beltway, but we've had that sun problem on the inner loop at Park Heights Avenue. Very bright sunshine there, still creating that delay for the traffic coming up from 795 from Liberty Road and even backing up at one point back beyond the bridge at I-70. Once you clear Park Heights Avenue, you're back into the shade over towards Green Spring, and the pace improves, though it is now heavy after Green Spring over to the ramp at the JFX. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off mild and even cool for some of you on this Tuesday morning. Temperatures in the 50s and 60s. As we head toward the afternoon, highs mainly in the mid to upper 70s. Look for a few more clouds rolling through the afternoon. We'll be warmer on Wednesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. The phrase, the baby bird's first coin back in 1966, I should say, when the O's stunned the world, sweeping the Dodgers in four games. The 2025 version, not quite there yet, but showing promise indeed.
Beavers laces it to right field. That's down for a base hit. Buck Britton wheels around Jackson. He's coming home. Laureano with the throw. It's late, and the runner is in. Jeremiah Jackson scores on the go-ahead base hit from Dylan Beavers.
Ben Wagner with the call on Masson. Beavers' RBI single in the seventh was the game winner as the future of the Orioles shined brightly yesterday in San Diego. Beavers, Basayo, and Jeremiah Jackson, a combined 7-for-13 with all four driven in the 4-3 win over the Padres. How high can Derrick Henry reach on the all-time NFL rushing list? Well, Jamison Hensley writing about that on ESPN over the weekend. With 1,317 yards this season, the King would pass seven players, including Franco Harris, Marcus Allen, Tony Dorsett, and the great Jim Brown, to place 10th all-time. Coach Harbaugh was asked who he feels is the greatest of all time.
I mean, that's a tough question for, you know, I'm kind of
Haven't done my stack on that yet, but but I can, I guess. I'm kind of a Jim Brown guy. You know, I probably put Jim Brown at the top.
Well, he's not wrong. They knew that you were going to run the football back then. A sidebar, Brown is the all-time leader in average yards per game at 104.3. Barry Sanders is number two at 99.7. Derrick Henry is ninth at 84 per game. Question in College Park these days, is Malik Washington actually the real deal? The freshman quarterback sure looked it Saturday against Florida Atlantic.
Five receivers in the pattern. Malik Washington heaves this one wide open. Touchdown! Shalik Knox all alone.
Joe B. had the call on BTN, one of three second-quarter touchdown passes for the Archbishop Spalding grad, earning him Big Ten Freshman of the Week as the Terps roll over the Owls. 39-7 was the final. Meanwhile, the U.S. Naval Academy had their way on Saturday with VMI. It was a romp, 52-7, the final.
Woodson again. He'll call his own number. 35, 40, breaking free across midfield. Down this near sideline. 20, Woodson pulling away. 10, 5, touchdown.
Joe Miller had the call on the Navy Sports Network. 180 yards rushing from Braxton Woods. He's the backup quarterback. Mids roll over VMI. 556 total yards. 464 of them were on the ground. And finally, Dave Portnoy says that he wasn't there to make trouble, but man, did he ever in Columbus on Saturday.
I'm not here to troll you. You guys are being so rude.
12 seconds later.
Portnoy, of course, a Michigan grad doing that at Ohio State in the Horseshoe before the Texas-Ohio State game. The time now is 7:37 when we return. Oh, what might have been.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
This is one of the most on-point, on-the-target posts I've ever seen on Facebook. Comes from a guy named Andy Sly. S-L-Y-E is his last name. He was the high school boyfriend of Taylor Swift. Here's what he writes. He goes, "That feeling you get when your high school girlfriend gets engaged. I used to tell myself, Andrew, Andy, it'll be okay. She wasn't right for you anyway. I just hope her husband isn't some handsome, buff football player." So he lost out on both counts. The handsome, buff football player and the fact that she's worth almost $2 billion.
Yeah, and just one wonders if it doesn't work out. I'm not wishing, you know, ill will towards him, but if it doesn't work out, she'll have a whole box set that she can write about the busted relationship.
Well, can you imagine being Andy Sly today, knowing what might have been?
I wonder if she even remembers Andy Sly.
From Reading, Pennsylvania.
Yeah,
just up the road.
Yeah,
just up the road.
Very good. All right, Gary, thanks so much. 7:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Claude is in Arbutus this morning. Good morning, Claude. Claude could not hang with us. He or fell out of the cell. Mike in Edgewood. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. How are you?
Fine, sir. Thank you.
I just wanted to call about Governor Moore and the whole Bronze Star thing. Being a veteran,
thank you for your service, Mike.
Oh, you're welcome. You know, especially with officers, you'll see a lot of Bronze Stars given, but they're always given for administrative purposes. And a lot of folks don't understand that if it doesn't come with what's called a V device, a V for Valor, then he got it for administrative purposes. And officers are famous for doing that for each other. And the other thing is the combat ribbon that he got for being in combat. The Army is the only service I know that you can get that without ever having pulled the trigger. The only branch of the service I know that you really have to be a trigger puller are the Marines. I mean, if a Marine has a combat action ribbon, then he definitely had to clean his rifle at the end of the day.
Combat action badge that he got, or ribbon, that's just because he was in country where there was combat present.
Right. And especially the Bronze Star, I would love to read the citation. because I'm you know, without the V device, he got it for administrative purposes, and it's just, you know, it's just a pretty ribbon on your uniform. That's all that is.
Yeah. Well, I'll see if I can get the verbiage of the citation, because I know a lot of people probably would be interested in that. But here's the point. Okay. Look, mistakes are made. It happens, you know, FUBAR, you know, in or SNAFU, stuff that comes out of the military. But, you know, Catch-22 is another one. So mistakes do happen. Maybe his CO told him, okay, I'm nominating you for a Bronze Star and Combat Action Badge. And, okay, fine. But do you go with that at that point, or do you actually wait until you've actually received the medal and the citation? Because after all, it was 18 years that he didn't get the medal yet. He knew he didn't get the medal, but he was out there claiming on a White House fellowship application that he got it, and then he never corrected anybody who said he was a Bronze Star recipient. Somebody put that in his press release stuff.
Yep. No, I agree. It's sad to see that, because especially among guys among the military services, when you hear stuff like that, all you can do is shake your head, and you automatically know it's an officer.
Yeah, pretty good, right? Spot on. Mike, thanks so much for the call. Appreciate that. 410-922-6680. 54 people were shot over the weekend in Chicago as the governor, J.B. Pritzker, there rejecting President Trump's threat to send in the National Guard. 7 were fatally killed. 54 shot in one weekend in Chicago. And Nicole Maliotakis, the representative from New York, says that they don't care. Democrats just don't care. And she's right. She's right that Democrats don't care. And that these ICE raids, they're dangerous to the ICE agents and to the communities. And all the Democrats would have to do is to cooperate. Cooperate with federal immigration officials, and you wouldn't have this. You see what's happening in D.C.? D.C. is providing a template for the rest of these communities. And Chicago is going to be next. Make no mistake about it. It may be as early as Thursday of this week that the National Guard will be in Chicago. I firmly believe they will be in Los Angeles again, in New York, and perhaps maybe even in Baltimore, despite what Governor Taxmore is saying. Chicago has gone from the Windy City to the Bloody City that fast. And we'll talk about some of the crime rates and why they might be dropping in these cities. But remember, they were at all-time record highs. And the fact is that President Trump has taken a lot of illegal aliens off the table. 743. By the way, if you want to play Choose Your Fake News, now be the time. Give us a call, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. And you will get to match wits with Kristen and with Stubby Johnson in just a moment. Speaking of which, speaking of the devil, here he is once again, Stubby Johnson. With the update.
Thank you, Mr. Casey, once again. Brought to you as a service of the Liberty Ship, John W. Brown, docked at the Inner Harbor in Baltimore. If you're coming up from Essex, the southeast side this morning, there's a wreck on 702 right before you get to the ramp at the Beltway. And I'm watching the camera there. Two lanes are kind of squeezing down to one lane on the northbound side. So I'm going to factor in an extra 5 or 7 minutes there as you're traveling through that area. Beltway continues. Yeah, all the normal delays are out there. Parkville side, interloop through Greens. Spring fighting the bright sunshine, 795 to Frederick Road. JFX is still clear, and we've been running okay, but the lanes open with the heavy traffic south at both the harbor tunnels. Cruise back to 1942 and enjoy a day on the bay aboard Baltimore's best-kept secret, the Liberty Ship John W. Brown. Saturday, September 13th, cruise, relax, and explore. History and machinery will come alive. Get all the information, ssjohnwbrown.org. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, mild, cool start to the day, partly sunny, 78 the expected high today. Right now, sunny, 60 in Middle River, 58 in Reisterstown. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. We have a 100th anniversary WCBM t-shirt and coffee mug for the winner today, if he can correctly guess which story is fake news. John in Baltimore, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
You want to go first, second, or last?
I seem to have the best luck following Chuck.
So you want to immediately follow Chuck or precede Chuck?
Follow Chuck.
You'll follow Chuck.
All right.
Question, will you follow him anywhere? That is the question.
Not if he ate Taco Bell.
Your reputation precedes you, Stubby.
Yeah, well, you're giving these people these lines. I think you just need to be the moderator and button up the rest of them.
All right, here we go. Story,
give me a headache.
Story number one. Hasbro, makers of the game board Clue, have now put out political versions, expanding their board game library with brand new versions of Clue. In the liberal edition, you blame the murder weapon and never solve any crimes. In the conservative edition, you blame the criminal, and most of the crimes are solved. The liberal edition is being touted as no suspects, only weapons for ages 8 and up, 2 to 6 players. Story 2, a woman in Utah, unaware of her pregnancy, gave birth to a daughter at the Burning Man Festival over the weekend. Somehow they were able to flag down an OBGYN and a NICU nurse and a pediatrician all showed up to help at the Burning Man Festival. Once again, the woman did not know she was pregnant, and the baby and mother are doing fine. And story number three, taxpayer dollars from NIH have been used to create transgendered monkeys to inject with mRNA vaccines. This in spite of Secretary Kennedy wanting to do away with experimentation on lab animals. Apparently this experiment has been ongoing now for about a year. Story one, the new Clue board games, conservative and liberal editions. Story two, Utah woman unaware of pregnancy gives birth to a daughter at the Burning Man Festival. Or story three, taxpayer dollars used to create transgender monkeys using mRNA jabs. All right, we'll start with Kristen this morning.
Well, I don't know how you cannot know, but I know we've heard stories before about women who were pregnant and didn't know. So I can see that being true. And, yeah, I mean, RFK Jr. is working hard, but it takes a while to drain a massive swamp. So I can see number three being true. I'm going to go with number one.
Kristen goes for story one. Chuck?
One, please.
Chuck also goes for story one. Thank you, Stubby, for that admission. John?
Mr. Casey, thank you.
I'm going with number one as well.
John is going to make it unanimous today. Story number one, Clue's new political board game versions. Yeah, that's our fake news story of the day. So congratulations, John's a winner. Everybody gets off on the right foot here to begin the week. Thank you, John. Appreciate that. 7:48, 12 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Coming up at the top of the hour, Chris Pabst of Sinclair Broadcasting is going to join us. His book is out now this week. It's called Failure Factory. It's all about the Baltimore City school system, the education system, which is probably one of the largest and one of the most expensive as far as how much money tax dollars go towards it, and what are we getting in return. So we're going to talk to Chris here at the top of the hour about his new book as well. And we'll also in the next hour talk about the historic drop in homicides and the debate as to what might be causing that. Baltimore's new crime unit, the EDU, the Entertainment District Unit in Fells Point, is out and about. But surprisingly to me, because we talked about Chicago, Chicago's far-left leadership has just made its priorities crystal clear. Criminal, illegal aliens first, federal law second. The communist mayor of Chicago, Brandon Johnson, signed an executive order last week aimed at blocking federal immigration authorities from doing their jobs in the city, even as Chicago grapples with out-of-control crime. Remember, I just told you, 54 shot, 7 killed over this weekend, and the public is up in arms about it. Johnson's already sounding the alarm about hypothetical scenarios of militarized immigration, enforcement, armed vehicles on the streets. In fact, he's calling it an invasion. Now, this is a guy that wouldn't call millions of illegal aliens pouring over our border some terrorists, some cartel gangbangers, human traffickers, etc. Wouldn't call them, again, an invasion. But now when you bring in the National Guard to restore law and order to the streets, that is an invasion. We do have a coming crisis in the country. And I don't know whether it's going to be in Chicago, perhaps Boston, Los Angeles, because you got communist mayors in all three. In Chicago, you got Brandon Johnson. In Boston, you got Michelle Wu, another communist. And you got Karen Bass, who was one of the Fidel Castro's like the Mickey Mouse Club, remember? The little commie club down in Cuba. So there you have it. And again, there's going to be a confrontation, and we'll see what happens. But there is the Federal Supremacy Clause that the federal law is the rule of the land. and can supersede state law, and does on many occasions. All right, 7:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Coming up next, more of your calls and comments, and we'll take a look at more violence shaking Fells Point. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Farmers and ranchers, when it's time to buy or sell ag equipment, think Purple Wave Auction. We're your go-to online marketplace for tractors, combines, sprayers, and more. With our no-reserve policy, every item sells to the highest bidder. Experience the Purple Wave difference. Nationwide reach with a local touch. Purple Wave Auction. Whether you're expanding your operation or streamlining your fleet, we've got you covered. Visit purplewave.com today. Fuel your farm with Purple Wave Auction.
Looking for fun just off Route 140 and 795? Well, swing by Mitchell's Golf Complex in Reisterstown. We've got three mini golf courses, a driving range with lights, and a nine-hole executive course that's perfect for all skill levels. From family fun to serious practice. It's all here next to the Reisterstown Sportsplex. Mitchell's Golf Complex. Open daily. Golf, fun, close to home. Call 410-833-7721 or on the web at mitchellsgolf.com.
Hi, this is Jim with Wallace Roofing and Construction. We've been in business for over 90 years, and for good reason. Around here, honesty and integrity still matter. We don't cut corners, we don't use subcontractors, and we never chase a quick dollar. We believe in doing the job right the first time. Call Wallace Roofing today, 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. MHIC number 1566, Wallace Roofing. Above all, a good roof.
Hi, this is Rod Barrowe. Be sure to listen to our top nationally ranked Safe Retirement Solutions radio show right here on WCBM every Thursday evening from 6 to 7 and Saturday morning from 11 to 12 exclusively on WCBM.
It's 8 minutes now, out for the hour of 8 o'clock here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Bruce is off on vacation this week. He'll be back with us on Monday. So we're flying solo here this morning, and of course, along with your calls and comments, emails and texts. We did get an email in from Firefighter Johnson. Governor Wes Moore gave rehearsed and memorized answers to Will Cain's questioning. He is Governor Gaslighting. That will be my new nickname for him. Joe Larkin says that Wes Moore is more big-headed than even Larry Hogan. So who would you say is the bigger narcissist? Lockdown Larry or Governor Tax Moore? You can call and let us know as well, 410-922-6680. 7:53, traffic and weather on the threes now with the update. Here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
The wreck on 702 northbound, maybe on the shoulder now. It's loosened up just a little bit, but still slow. If you're coming up from Eastern Avenue, heading up to the Beltway on 702, that was the reason for the backup. All the normal delays on the Beltway, no incidents right now, but the sunshine problem had us locked up there for a while. Coming up from I-7. Route 40 through Liberty Road through 795, trying to get a little bit better. At least the pace right here north of I-70 has improved, but you're still looking at very heavy traffic from that point all the way over to the Jones Falls Expressway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
Yeah, your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, mild and cool start to the day with a high of about 78, and going to warm up Wednesday through Thursday. Maybe some rain on Thursday is possible, but this another incredible stretch of weather continues over the least the next several days. Right now, sunny, 59 in Pikesville, 58 in Ellicott City. Let's take a phone call here from Charlie in Millersville. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Just a quick comment regarding Wes Moore and his claim. I happened to be in Columbus, Ohio a couple weekends ago and went to, there's a National Veterans Memorial Museum. It is not any particular era. It is all veterans from the time the U.S. started. However, in the lobby of the, and I saw this after I paid to go in, but in the lobby there is a poster or a picture about 8 foot high of Westmore. Has no writing, no caption on it, but it has just a big picture of Westmore in the National Veterans Memorial Museum. I did call the museum last week to make them aware of the issue with his stolen valor, and I have not heard back from them, but I just find it interesting, and I think that maybe more people need to contact them and let them know that send them some articles. I did send them a clip from one of the interviews that he did, so I don't know what's going to happen. I won't be back in Columbus for a while, but I'll have to check on it and see.
Did you, by chance, Charlie, did you happen to take a picture of it?
I did not. I didn't want to ruin my camera by doing that. But no, I did not.
All right, and the other question I have for you is the National Veterans Memorial Museum, is it for all veterans alive and or that have deceased, or is it to honor those that have, have died as a result of their service?
No, it is veterans, period. It has displays of various organizations within. It has it goes from the Civil War up to now, anyone that was a veteran. And it's very tastefully done, many, many good displays, many good
was it a picture of him in uniform or in a regular street clothes, civilian clothes?
Street clothes.
Yeah. All right.
It was mostly just a headshot.
Okay.
Sorry about that word, but it was mostly a head photo.
Right. No, I understand. All right, Charlie, thanks again. Appreciate it. Thanks for calling us. Call 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Baller's new crime unit, the Entertainment District Unit, is under fire as more violence shaking Fells Point over the weekend. Despite a staffing shortage, we again had a 28-year-old woman who was stabbed in her arm and shoulder on South Ann Street near Thames Street. The suspects described as two women remain at large. And here is a reaction to the new violence in Fells Point.
It doesn't surprise me when there's a lot of people out late at night. Unfortunately, there's some people who don't mean well and do go out with ill intent at times. And sometimes it's just a luck of the draw.
Yeah, so again, there's been all sorts of crime in Fells Point and Canton Square, Federal Hill, et cetera. That's why the new EDU unit has been formed. And Zach Blanchard, the city councilman that basically represents Federal Hill, says he's remaining optimistic despite stories of this kind of crime.
I'm optimistic that it is going to be effective. For the last, I think, month and a half, I've been walking around seeing what has been working, what has not been working.
Have you been pushing police to do more?
Yeah, I think I've been pushing for an expedited timeline on something that they've been discussing for a while now.
All right, so there you have it. Still ongoing problems with violence in Fells Point and Federal Hill. Canton Square. Haven't heard as much about Harbor East and in Little Italy and Locust Point, but I'm sure those neighborhoods are next. As the juveniles, the thugs have been allowed to carjack at will and stab people and shoot people. And was it the ice cream store, I think, in Federal Hill? Was it Three Moves or something like that? I can't remember the name of the store. I apologize. They've been hit three times already. Three times in the last 2 weeks. So there you have it. Friends at Rescue Natural Supplements want me to tell you about the Labor Day sale going on right now. No coupon code is needed. It's the ultimate celebration of savings and well-being. And all of their supplements slashed up to 75% off. Plus, you get the free shipping, whether you're searching for immune support or joint care, heart health, or that youthful glow. Rescue Health Essentials are for everyone. Take a break. Celebrate your workplace achievements with savings on probiotic, omega-3s, multivitamins, I should say, and so much more. Call today, 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-26-ALIVE. 254-83. Speak to a knowledgeable product consultant, or you can shop online at res-q.com. That's res-q.com. And celebrate Labor Day with 25 to 75% off. Again, all the products have been slashed up to 75% off site-wide at res-q.com. No codes needed. Just call or go to res-q.com and come get your special Labor Day deal today at Rescue Natural Supplements. Chris Pabst, Failure Factory, coming up next. Wait to hear our clown car. It's Rosie O'Donnell, and much, much more here to come on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBN, Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason.
We will hear from President Trump later today with some kind of announcement from the White House.
It's triggering wild speculation across the internet as to what it could be. We won't fuel the rumor mill, but there have been plenty of wild rumors in the past few days about the president's health. That prompted Mr. Trump to post to his Truth Social account, quoting here, "Never felt better in my life." On Sunday, he was spotted playing golf at the Trump National Golf Club in Sterling, Virginia.
Correspondent Ken Lorman. The president is eyeing Chicago as the next city to benefit from his crackdown on crime, although Democrat city and state leaders object. As a desperate search for survivors continues, the death toll from the devastating Afghanistan earthquake continues to rise. It's now topping 1,400.
The death toll from the strong earthquake in Afghanistan has risen to 900, and 3,000 people at least have been injured. Rescue teams are scouring the area for survivors. In Kunar province, villagers talk in front of destroyed homes. The 6.0 magnitude quake struck late Sunday night in a mountainous region, flattening villages and leaving people trapped under rubble for hours. The injured are being evacuated, so the figures may change significantly. Yusuf Hamad, spokesman for Afghanistan's National Disaster Management Authority, says it was the third strong earthquake to shake the country in recent years. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Congress getting back to work today following its August break. Lawmakers are especially keen on averting a partial government shutdown at the end of the month. Longtime Democrat Congressman Jerry Nadler of New York announcing that he will not be seeking re-election at the end of his current term in 2026. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures in the red. The Dow futures down 265 points. NASDAQ futures off 228. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is Dennis Prager for AmFed Coin and Bullion. There's something about the feel of a gold coin in your hand and the way the light reflects off its intricate details that has always captivated me. Nick Grovich, AmFed's owner, turned that same passion into his livelihood. Nick began collecting coins as a teen, and that interest grew into a nationally respected business offering only the finest quality coins at the most competitive prices. But the truth is that although Nick is a rare coin dealer, he doesn't believe in rare coins. Rare coins do not make sound investments, but they do make dealers a lot of money. See, that's part of what I respect about him. AmFed specializes in buying non-performing numismatic coins and turning them into gold or silver investments that provide liquidity and perform competitively against the market. Whether you're buying or selling, call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. AmericanFederal.com.
Well, good morning. It's 8:03. With traffic and weather on the threes, here's Chuck Whitaker.
Back up on 95, now beginning at Moravia Road. That's a traffic eventually south into the Fort McHenry Tunnel, almost back to the city-county line. So now from that point, going through the tunnel and down towards 395, it's going to take you at least 25, maybe 30 minutes from start to finish through that area. 895 still sitting right around the Erdman Avenue ramp and Pulaski Highway for the old Harbor Tunnel. All the normal delays on the Beltway. JFX, a little more volume now, busy from Ruxton Road down through the city-county line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off mild and even cool for some of you on this Tuesday morning. Temperatures in the 50s and 60s. As we head toward the afternoon, highs mainly in the mid to upper 70s. Look for a few more clouds rolling through the afternoon. We'll be warmer on Wednesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm Julie Ryder with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. City police investigating a Sunday afternoon murder in North Baltimore. Officers were called to the 3000 block of West Garrison Avenue just after 3 p.m., where they found a man suffering from gunshot wounds. That victim was taken to a hospital where he was pronounced dead. Homicide detectives have not released any further information on the victim or a suspect. Protesters gathered at BWI Airport on Sunday to demand that Maryland cut ties with an airline that has a federal contract for ICE deportations. Members of Maryland Maryland Indivisible and Doctors for Camp Closure say Avello Airlines profits from deportations, and a petition by the Baltimore Rapid Response Network asks that Governor Wes Moore end the state's contract with that airline. More than 5,000 people have signed the petition over the past couple of weeks. Protest organizers say Sunday's demonstration is part of a broader effort to challenge the role of commercial airlines in deportation flights. Coming up next, it's Stein on Sports.
Summer is hot, and so is our $69 AC checkup for Metropolitan Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. As a family-owned, fully licensed company with 32 years of experience, we can service all makes and models. A new install, a quick repair, or custom ductwork. We're going to give you a wow feeling when we're done. And here's another bonus wow. Mention WCBM, and you'll get $500 off a brand-new air conditioning system. Call 410-902-9600. 410-902-9600. Call Metropolitan Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning now. And when we're done, you'll be saying wow.
When you move to assisted living, what do you get? At some places, you get tricked, hoodwinked, ripped off, duped, swindled, even hornswoggled. At Lorien Assisted Living, you don't get that. You get transparent pricing, no surprises, and you get 24-hour licensed nursing on site. Not every place has that. Try the Lorien Pricing Calculator. Know what to expect in 5 easy clicks. Visit LorienMakesSense.com. That's LorienMakesSense.com. Lorien Makes Assisted Living Makes Sense.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
805 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer keeping you cool all summer long. Burns eke out a 4-3 win last night in San Diego with Dylan Beavers providing the difference maker. An RBI single in the seventh. Kyle Bradish made his second start last night for Baltimore. 4 innings, 84 pitches, 2 earned runs allowed. Bradish on Bradish in the postgame.
Yeah, it's great. I'm happy where it's at. I think as the rest of the year goes on, I'll be able to carry that velo throughout the outing. But it's just kind of testament to the hard work that I put in over the past 14 months with our training staff and our strength coaches.
Tyler Wells making his season debut tonight at 9:40 for Baltimore in San Diego. Ravens fans certainly haven't forgotten the Buffalo playoff loss a year ago, and neither has the Ravens' defensive line. Rolled over by the Bills at the line of scrimmage all game long in January. Didn't feel good to defensive tackle Broderick Washington.
Oh, yeah, it sucked. It was bad. And we pride ourselves on not letting people run the ball, so, like, that fall on the front, really. So I think everybody took that pretty tough. And we've been working at it every day to be the best group that we could be.
Bills ran for 146 yards in that game and 3 touchdowns on the ground. And finally, how about this from College Division of Pro Football over the weekend? Bowling Green and Lafayette, opening kickoff of the opening game.
There will be a chance for a return here. It's Cameron Petaway coming up the field.
What are the odds of that in the debut of Bowling Green head coach Eddie George, no less? The call on ESPN, the Falcons roll 26-7 was the final. Coming up in 30 minutes, the NASCAR Cup Series is heating up. And that is Stein on Sports.
I've got one name I trust, Farnan and Dermer, the Comfort Guys. These folks have been keeping homes cool since 1902. That's 5 generations of family-run service that you can count on. Need same-day AC repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered with 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. And hey, tell them Gary told you to call. It might just help. Just $99 for an AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com.
From Bel Air to Glen Burnie, to Fort McHenry and the Star Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And welcome back here to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Bruce is off on vacation this week. Yours truly holding down the fort. And my next guest on our Newsmaker Hotline for the last 8 years or so has been diving deep into the Baltimore educational cesspool. The reports that Chris Papps has done are just mind-boggling. They are shocked at the system. Ghost students, ghost promotions, lower proficiency, you name it. The taxpayer dollars being wasted. And now it's all being documented. Brand new book out this week, Failure Factory, written by Sinclair Broadcasting's Chris Papps. And he joins us now on our hotline. Morning, Chris.
Good morning, Sean. Thank you for having me on.
It is our pleasure. Boy, nobody should be stunned by your book. But it is a reminder because, you know, you've been covering this now for a long time. I would recommend that all 188 legislators in Annapolis get a copy of this book, and maybe it'll be shocking to them. So tell us about Failure Factory and how it came about, and what is the primary premise here of Failure Factory?
The primary premise is to show people, show viewers, show taxpayers, parents, teachers, students, administrators, what is really going on inside of Baltimore City Public Schools. And what is happening in Baltimore City is spreading out into the counties. We can see it. The educational philosophy that has been in Baltimore City Public Schools for decades is seeping out into the counties. And in the book, I give plenty of examples of how that is happening and how the educational standards and the expectations for our students are dropping. Now, the book is centered around the amount of tax dollars that taxpayers are putting into Baltimore City schools and what they're getting for that money. So in 2024, which is the last full school year for which we have data, Baltimore City Public Schools had a $1.7 billion budget. 10% of the students in that school system, in the entire school system, were proficient in math. 10%, meaning 90% of the students in that school system are not proficient in math with a $1.7 billion investment. Now, let's go back 8 years. Project Baltimore started in 2017. At that time, the school budget was $1.3 billion, and 11% of the students were proficient in math. So what Failure Factory is doing is it's taking the 8 years that Project Baltimore and I have been investigating Baltimore City schools, and it's showing people how the school system, the student outcomes are worse now than they were in 2017, despite $400 million additional dollars now being put in the school system than 2017. So you had 11% math proficiencies in 2017. You have 10% 8 school years later in 2024. And Sean, the most outrageous part of this is that do you hear any elected officials in Baltimore City demanding that the school system better educate the students? Is there anyone who is screaming that 10% math proficiencies, which is worse than 8 years ago, is anybody screaming that we need to do better? I don't hear it. If it's happening, I don't know who's doing it.
Yeah, I would agree with you there. And again, that they get a big fat F for their performance. Even 11%. You could argue that even if it was 50%, it would still be failing half the students. So when we come back, we've got a brief traffic update. We want to follow the money. Where is the money going? Because it's not going to the kids. That's for sure. And number two, we want to know if this seems to be spreading. You said to the counties, but this seems to be in other school systems as well, in Chicago and Los Angeles, etc. It's 8:13. Traffic and weather on the threes now with the update. Here's the king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
Back in Annapolis, and the morning delay, I-97 southbound at Route 32, right where everybody comes together there. Route 32, I-97, Route 3, and then you go a little slow from there down to the bridge at 178. After that, you're good all the way down to 50. Just looked at the Bay Bridge, no problems at all. Three lanes westbound, two eastbound, no delays, no backups right now, including the ride over to the area at the Severn River Bridge. Beltway, yep, all the normal delays still out there. We still have delays. We're pushing 20 to 25 minute delays south at both the harbor tunnels. New wreck in the city, east side, heads up, some injuries. Orleans Street at Chester, and at least one medic unit is there. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the three. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, mild and cool start today, partly sunny, 78 in the city at 63, 62 in Millersville. On our Newsmaker hotline is Fox 45's Chris Pabst, Project Baltimore, and the new book, it's out in paperback, Failure Factory, following just abject, horrible results that we're failing our children in Baltimore City schools. Let's follow the money here, Chris, because $1.7 billion budget with only 10% testing proficient in math. Where is the money going? Is it all going to Dr. Santelises and the administrative state? Where is the money going?
Well, about $500,000 of that is going to the Baltimore City School CEO. $500,000 in total compensation for 10% of the students she oversees in 2024 being proficient in math. So if you look at the rest of the money, and I lay this out, as we mentioned, Failure Factory goes back over 8 years. And year by year, over those eight school years, I track where the money is, I track where the money is going, and I track who is getting it. And what we can see is that over those 8 years, you have a 20% increase in the salaries of the district administrators. So not the teachers, not the people that are in the classrooms, not the aides, not the nurses that are helping the kids. We're talking administrators. You're seeing a 20% increase in the pay of those administrators, despite, as we mentioned earlier, there's notably worse student outcomes. So administrators are getting paid more, and it doesn't matter how well the students do. They're getting paid more. There's also more of them, Sean. I track how many district-level directors there are, how many principals there are, how many regional superintendents there are. I go through all of this, and I'm showing the readers, this is where the money is going. This is money that is not getting to the classroom. This is money that is going into the administration. And another point that's really important is that over the 8 years of Project Baltimore that we've been doing this, that Failure Factory points out, enrollment in the school system is down 6,500 students. So you have 6,500 fewer students in the school system, but there are nearly 1,300 more employees of the school system. So you have more employees educating fewer students with $400 million additional dollars every year over 8 years, and the student outcomes are getting worse. That is the makings of a failure factor.
So Chris, based on those numbers and the data that you're presenting here this morning, would it be a fair statement to say that the teachers' unions are more concerned about money in their own pockets versus the education of their children?
Well, it's not just the teachers' unions. You have a lot of unions that are in that school system that are all getting a lot more money and a lot more employees who are paying dues. So you do have the teachers' unions. You have the principals' union. There's a principals' union, too, called PZAZA. You also have the local unions like AFSCME. Like they're in Baltimore City schools, too. So you have a lot more employees that are paying dues to unions, and those employees are paying more in dues because their salaries are going up. Meanwhile, student outcomes are going down.
So you follow the money now. So the question is why? Why in a city largely run by Democrats, in a state run by Democrats, do they not seem to care at all about the education of children in Baltimore City and surrounding counties?
So I've received that question a lot as I've been talking about this book, and here's my answer. Baltimore City Schools is not largely run by Democrats. It is only run by Democrats. There is not one elected Republican in the entire state of Maryland who represents Baltimore City. The U.S. Senators, the U.S. House of Representative members, the State Senate, State House of Delegates, any elected state official like the mayor or the attorney general, and every city official, elected citywide official, is a Democrat. There is not one Republican who represents any aspect of Baltimore City who was elected outside of Donald Trump. He's the only one. Everybody within Maryland is a Democrat. Now, that's not to say the Republicans have all the answers, Sean, but it is to say that two-party is better than one party. And right now in Baltimore City, you have complete and total one-party rule, and quite frankly, it's an echo chamber. I cannot get any Democrat to speak out negatively or demand that the school system better educate the students, because all there are Democrats, and that's it. And I go to Wes Moore, I go to Brandon Scott, I go to Zeke Cohen, I go to City Council, I go to Bill Ferguson, Adrian Jones. I go to all the people that are pulling the purse strings and all the people that have influence over that school system, and none of them are willing to say anything. And I'll just make this last point. When Governor Larry Hogan was in office, he was the only Republican, him and Boyd Rutherford, that had jurisdiction over Baltimore City in the state of Maryland. The only ones, but now they're gone. But when they were in there, they would be critical, and they would respond to our reporting, the reporting that is in the book Failure Factory. And they would have very strong words, and they would be attacked for it. They would be called a racist. They would be called all sorts of things. But at least they did speak out against what is happening in Baltimore City schools. But under the current political climate, there's nobody doing it.
You're absolutely right about that. The book is now out in paperback, Failure Factory, by Chris Pabst, Project Baltimore. Chris, good luck on the book, and thanks for writing it. And hopefully it'll open up some eyes and affect some change.
That's the goal. Thank you, Sean. I really appreciate it.
All right, it's our pleasure. Chris Pabst doing excellent work over Project Baltimore. It's 8:20, 20 minutes after the hour. Joining us now, Law Office's Michael A. Freeman is the lead counselor. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, and I hope everybody had a happy Labor Day. So here's a complete 100% different part of the coin. Judge Paul Alpert was born in 1935. He served in the U.S. Army, the Maryland National Guard. He was on the Maryland Democratic State Central Commission Committee in 1961. He became an associate judge, a district court judge of Maryland, a district court judge of Baltimore County, an associate judge of Baltimore County Circuit Court, went on to become a judge on the Court of Appeals and the Court of Special Appeals, the appellate court back then in Maryland. He's also a professor of business law at Towson. Judge Alpert, who just turned 90 yesterday, is sitting on the bench in Baltimore City Criminal Court today. Okay? You with me?
Wow. Just wow.
Yeah. He's been married for maybe 60, 65 years. This is a guy who is dedicated to the law and dedicated to Baltimore City. And can you imagine? And he's as obviously as sharp as a tack, but sitting in Baltimore City Circuit Court, Criminal Court, no less, not doing junky administrative law stuff, but sitting on murder trials, okay, at 90 years old. So this is a shout-out to Rachel's dad, Paul Alpert. And what I like to think he brings a little bit to our firm, not a lot, a little bit of his want to, of his doing this, of his dedication to the city, the state, and the law. And hopefully the office of Michael Friedman with Rachel on board will carry that on for generations to come. So happy birthday, Paul. Enjoy your day working today where he loves to be. Downtown Baltimore City Court. Okay, guys, we'll talk to you all next week.
God bless him. That's a great story. And a happy birthday from all of us here at WCBM as well.
Thanks, John. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Michael. Have a great one. All right, it's 8:23 minutes after the hour. Still to come, we're going to take a look at Baltimore's crime rates and more violence. There was an assault at the state fair over the weekend. And CBS News has been caught deceptively editing Secretary Kristi Noem. We'll share that with you coming up in just about 15 minutes or so right here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. And oh, by the way, traffic and weather on the threes with Stubby Johnson.
Not letting it go, are you?
At least for this morning.
Oh, good. Because if it's back tomorrow morning, I'm protesting. I'm protesting now.
You are.
I'm getting damn mad about it, too. Right?
All right, Chuck, what's happening?
I'm going. Oh, see, now it is. PD speaks. The wreck on the east side, Orleans Street, Chester Street, at least one, maybe two medic units are there. So that's an area of Route 40 over on the east side. If you're coming through that area, it's a heads up for at least the fire department in that area for right now. Plenty of room to get around it. Plenty of streets that run parallel to that accident scene. I don't see any late problems on the Beltway, but we're still jammed up through Parkville, through Pikesville, 795 to Frederick Road. That traffic coming up the inner loop has been slow. I don't see some of that is construction, just heavy traffic from Route 40, I-70, and all the way up through Park Heights Avenue, getting a little better finally as you move east of the JFX. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Looking for fun near Route 140 and 795? Head to Mitchell's Golf Complex in Reisterstown. Mini golf, a lit-up driving range, and a 9-hole executive course. Fun for all. Visit mitchellsgolf.com or call 410-833-7721.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, mild and cool today, partly sunny, 78. Right now, sunshine, cool, nice, gorgeous morning, 61 in Columbia, 62 in Owings Mills, and time to see which Democrat emerges from the Democrat clown EV. Gentlemen, please direct your attention to the big top under the big top of the center ring. There is a small EV packed full of Democrats, elected officials, movie stars, pundits, and others. And they are making what seems to be never-ending series of left-hand turns till eventually the EV runs out of charge and comes to a rolling stop, and out pops one Rosie O'Donnell, now in Ireland, who managed to embarrass, humiliate, and disgrace herself once again by weighing in on the trans shooter that shot up that Minnesota Catholic school last week. She immediately blamed somebody else.
And what do you know? It was a white guy, Republican, MAGA person. What do you know? White supremacist. I have a coleslaw, I know. Happens. Get run down, you know? Anyway, I know a lot of you were very upset about the video I made before I went away for a few days. I didn't go online and haven't seen them till today. But you are right. I did not do my due diligence before I made that emotional statement. And I said things about the shooter that were incorrect.
Yeah. Jeez. How often these people are incorrect or just caught lying like a rug, and somehow they manage to sustain some semblance of, I don't even know, it's certainly not comprehension, it's not a great cognition, it's just, they just flap their jaws and out falls stuff that is just flat out lies. Get back in the car, Rosie, we don't want to see you again. Here are your headlines from over the weekend in the Baltimore metro area. Teen girl assaulted. We'll get to that a little bit later on outside the Maryland State Fair. An 84-year-old woman was mugged by a 14-year-old. Did you hear about this story? Mock Raven and Joppa Road, 2 p.m., broad daylight. 84-year-old woman mugged by a 14-year-old girl, punched in the face. Okay? Gunman at large after shooting and robbery near Shops of Kenilworth in Towson. And on it goes. Nigerian national convicted of rape, arrested by ICE in Baltimore. But, you know, if you listen to Brandon Scott, Wes Moore, and others, crime is dropping in record rates. Homicides, violent crime dropping amid debate over the cause in the drop of crime. And Ivan Bates says it's because he's managed to get repeat violent offenders off the streets.
They're no longer the victims or the shooters, so you're going to naturally see the great decrease in the violent crime, in the murder numbers, because they're not there to shoot or to be killed.
A sociologist by the name of James Tuttle says, well, it's going down everywhere because not as many people have illegal guns or using drugs and booze.
So if you follow the trends in drugs, guns, and alcohol consumption, you'll mostly get the same trend in homicide. And so as the drug epidemic continues to decline, we should continue to see lower rates of homicide across the board.
But the city state's attorney, Ivan Bates, says it's no time to celebrate, at least not yet.
So we need to do is say, okay, we've done a good job. It's halftime. We've done a good job. We're up, but we have so much more work to do.
Yeah, a lot of work to do. But let's look at the numbers, shall we? And, you know, when they talk about Baltimore's crime rate, well, Portland's is down 51%. Chicago's is down 30%, yet they had 54 people shot over the week. L.A.'s down 30%. Detroit's down 27%, Baltimore down 25%, New Orleans 23%, New York 18%, Philadelphia 17%. So what's happening here is that crime was already at a record high, and because it's come down a little bit, a lot of those illegal aliens that Trump has removed also were committing these crimes. But they're patting themselves on the back after record high crime rates, and Baltimore's is still nine times more. The frequency nine times more than D.C.'s at this moment. I want to tell you about Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling as we now segue into the cooler months, into the fall weather. You want to make sure that your heat pump or your forced air furnace, whatever it is that you're using, is operating at peak efficiency. Call Tim to come out to service it today. Make sure they check it out. Change a filter. Make sure that everything is working as it should be. And you don't want to be hit with those high heating bills, especially because the electric rates have skyrocketed. You want to make sure that your heat pump and your forced air HVAC is operating at peak efficiency. Call Tim Kyle today, 410-876-9404. 410-876-9404. I know I'm going to do it soon to get my heat pump serviced. You should as well. Or you can go online, timkylecompany.com. 8:30, time for the latest news headlines. Bruce is off this week. And in for Bruce is Julie Reiter.
Well, good morning. Baltimore County Police are reviewing surveillance video after a large fight involving juveniles broke out near the Maryland State Fairgrounds over the holiday weekend. A confrontation allegedly began inside the fairgrounds, and it became physical as it moved to a parking lot outside the venue. Several people, including two police officers, suffered minor injuries. Police arrested at least two people, and investigators are trying to determine if there will be any additional arrests. Baltimore police looking for the suspect who stabbed a woman early Monday in Fells Point. That incident happened in the 800 block of Ann Street. The victim was taken to a hospital with non-life-threatening stab wounds to the arm and shoulder. Anyone with information is asked to call Baltimore police. And Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott praising the city's continued drop in violent crime, with 2025 on pace for the fewest homicides in over 50 years. Through August, the city has recorded 91 homicides, a nearly 30% decrease compared to last year. Non-fatal shootings down 21%. August saw just 7 homicides, the lowest ever recorded for that month, which is historically one of Baltimore's deadliest. The mayor credits the success to targeted enforcement, community partnerships, and intervention programs. Protesters across Maryland took part in Workers Over Billionaires protests on Labor Day. Local events were organized by several organizations as part of the May Day Strong movement. In Baltimore City, demonstrators gathered at McKeldin Plaza to call out billionaires who they say are stealing from working families, destroying our democracy, and building private armies to attack our towns and cities. Some former federal workers attending the rally spoke about the impact of the DOGE workforce cuts, and demonstrators. Organizers say the goal is to stop the billionaire takeover and rampant corruption of the Trump administrations. Coming right up, a check of traffic plus the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
I'm Italo Liberatore, owner and operator of Liberatore's Ristorante El Bel Air. We are proud and thankful for being selected by the Baltimore Sun as the best Italian restaurant and the best caterer in the area. Our private rooms are perfect for any occasion. Birthdays, work meetings, rehearsal dinners, baptisms, and final goodbyes. 15 to 120 people, our catering menus provide great choices at an affordable price. Celebrate any event here at Liberatore's. See why we were selected by the Baltimore Sun as the best caterer in the area.
Custom home builders and remodelers find Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville so dependable and easy to work with that Jarvis has become the go-to supplier for builders throughout Maryland and Pennsylvania. They provide appliances on time, within budget, and at the right price. Remember, if it cools, freezes, washes, dries, or bakes, sizzles, or air fries, you'll find it all at Jarvis. Go to JarvisAppliance.com. That's JarvisAppliance.com. Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville.
Here are your lottery numbers from last night. The pick 3, 293, and the pick 4 was 2384. Now, traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
Looks like there might have been a stoppage, at least temporarily. It's clear now. Northbound 895 is slowing. Just spotted this coming up from the Steel Bridge and into the Toll Plaza. So anybody north from Poteet Street and you're trying to get through the Old Harbor Tunnel, right now it's an extra 5, maybe 10 minutes at the most on the north. northbound side. Still busy, and both the tunnels have the normal delays. All your late backing on the Beltway is still out there. City police and fire working at the scene of the wreck at Orleans Street and Chester Street over on the east side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off mild and even cool for some of you on this Tuesday morning. Temperatures in the 50s and 60s. As we head toward the afternoon, highs mainly in the mid to upper 70s. Look for a few more clouds rolling through the afternoon. We'll be warmer on Wednesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
835 Sports brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Beavers and Basayo getting all the attention in Baltimore, but what about the other rookie, Jeremiah Jackson?
Orioles picked him up this offseason as a minor league free agent. This ball's touched right here.
Soaring towards center, Johnson turning around, and it is long gone! Once again, Jeremiah Jackson delivers. That is some mighty thunder.
Ben's had the call on Masson, talking about Ben Wagner and Big Ben McDonald. Jeremiah Jackson has a place on this team. A solo shot, part of a 4-3 win last night over the Padres. Here's Jackson in the postgame.
Yeah, no, it's really just been having good at-bats, trying to see something over the heart of the plate that I can handle. I'm not trying to do too much, and just try to help the team win and do my job.
And what a job he's done. 337 at the plate over 27 games, a 520 slug, three homers, 15 driven in. Late night baseball for you tonight from San Diego. Tyler Wells will be on the hill for Baltimore, 9:40 p.m., making his 2025 debut. Ravens are off today in Owings Mills, and the Bills loom this Sunday night. Big part of the team's success this year will be the revamped secondary and its ability to create takeaways for the Ravens' offense. There are five former first-round draft picks that dot the back line for Baltimore. NASCAR Cup Series is heating up, and this happened at Darlington over the weekend.
And Reddick throws everything he's got at Chase Briscoe. Is he close enough? Briscoe's able to move by. This was the race that changed Chase Briscoe's life last year, and he's done it again.
Call on NBC Sports. Chase Briscoe goes back-to-back at Darlington. Great finish with Tyler Reddick on his tail. NASCAR's playoff opener. U.S. Open quarterfinals today. Women's side, number one, Aryna Sabalenka, takes the court tonight at 7 p.m. Fourth-seeded Jessica Pegula takes on unseeded Barbora Krejcikova at 11:30 a.m. Men's side, number two seed, Carlos Alcaraz at 1 p.m. this afternoon. And the match of the night at 8:30 p.m. Fourth seed, Taylor Fritz, the lone American left standing, takes on 7-seed Novak Djokovic. High school football, the Mason-Dixon Wars played out this weekend. Loyola Blakefield crushing Scranton Prep of Pennsylvania, 45-13 the final. Calvert Hall, 33. The Phillies' William Penn Charter was 7. And Sean Casey's DeMatha Stags over St. Joe Prep, 45-17, completing the sweep. And Sean loves that. And yesterday, the 29th anniversary of a seminal moment in Baltimore football history. We take you back to September 1st of 1996. The Ravens play their first regular season game at Memorial Stadium against the then Oakland Raiders.
Just walking the streets, you can feel the electricity and the party atmosphere. And everybody's been waiting for this. A lot of people talk about the Colts left, and yeah, they can stay.
They can stay in Indianapolis, I think was he was about to say. That was a report on WBFF Fox 45. Ravens won it, by the way, 19-14 on an Ernest Biner touchdown run in the fourth. The time now is 8:37. When we return, something crazy happens every time he comes here.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Hard to believe this is the 30th anniversary season for the Ravens.
I was an initial season ticket holder.
So was I, 96 and 97, first 2 years at Memorial.
Yeah, to try to, because I supported pro football in Baltimore, and I thought Baltimore got jobbed with the Colts. And look, 30 years later, how the franchise has turned around to be one of the most successful models in the NFL.
Do you remember that game when the Dolphins played the Saints here? It was an exhibition game.
Yes.
It was Give Baltimore the Ball game.
Yes.
And like 58,000 people showed up at Memorial Stadium. That was like, I'm not sure when that was even, late 80s, early 90s, something like that.
Here's a little more trivia for you. I did the first Revenge Bowl. With it was the then Baltimore Stars, was it,
in the USFL?
Yes.
Okay.
Against the Indianapolis against whatever their team name was.
I can't remember.
It was Baltimore against Indianapolis.
Now you did the play by play.
I did the color.
You did the color.
Spiro Marikas on this station. Spiro Marikas did the play by play. I did the color for it. It was funny.
Well, the Baltimore Stars were pretty good.
Yeah.
Chuck Fusino was the quarterback, if I'm not mistaken.
From Penn State.
And Kelvin Bryant was the running back out of North Carolina. Mm-hmm. Hey, real quick, something crazy happens every time he comes here. I can't believe this quote. There were hundreds of kids gathered at a rec center in West Baltimore the other day, and it was for a giveaway that Gervonta Tank Davis, the boxer, does every year through his foundation. The only difference this year was that Gervonta Davis wasn't there.
Right.
Okay? And the reason why, given by his trainer, here's the quote, we don't let him come as much as he used to because every time he comes here something crazy happens. It's just like he's just like walking down the street, la-di-da,
right,
and just something crazy happens.
They call that bad juju.
Oh my god.
What they call it. And by the way, it was the Bears, not the Stars. The Baltimore, it was a semi-pro team.
Oh, the Baltimore Bears.
The Baltimore Bears.
Wait, was that Ken Caldwell was the owner?
Yes, it
okay,
was.
I remember him.
Yeah, you got a good memory.
Yeah, there you go. Okay.
All right, thanks, Gary.
Yep.
8:40, 20 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. Once again, CBS has been caught red-handed. Remember when they had the Kamala Harris 60 Minutes nonsense where they absolutely made up her answer? They edited it together, you know, because it's very difficult to do because the word salad that she practices in. But they were caught deceptively editing the Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem. I want you to listen carefully. You're going to hear what they reported first, and then the edited portion you'll hear after that they left completely on the cutting room floor. Here is, again, the Secretary of Homeland Security, Kristi Noem, appearing on Face the Nation.
And the one thing that we will continue to do is to make sure that he doesn't walk free in the United States of America. This individual was a known human smuggler, a MS-13 gang member, an individual who was a wife beater, and someone who was so perverted that he solicited nude photos from minors. And even his fellow human traffickers told him to knock it off. He was so sick in what he was doing and how he was treating small children. So he needs to never be in the United States of America, and our administration is making sure we're doing all that we can to bring him.
They're talking about MS-13 man, Gilmar Abrego Garcia. And they edited out that the last part you just heard. He was a known human smuggler, MS-13 gang member who was a wife beater and solicited nude photos from minors. End of quote. Mary Hager, executive editor of Deface the Nation, made the decision to deceptively edit Secretary Noem's answers in order to run cover for the illegal alien gangbanger and human trafficker, Garcia. I think she needs to be fired. You would think the millions that CBS had to pay to Trump for a similar deceptive edit would have been deterrent to this dangerous type of practice, but these people are deranged. The gold standard of journalism, CBS's 60 Minutes, changed Kamala Harris's interview answers during the campaign season in the last time out. And yesterday, Kristi Noem, Secretary Noem, said, this morning I joined CBS to report the facts about Gilmar Abrego Garcia. Instead, CBS shamefully edited the interview to whitewash the truth about this MS-13 gangbanger and the threat he poses to American public safety. And then you heard the first part and then the second part. Also outrageous is the missing children, of which, depends on who you ask, 400,000, 500,000. We know it's in the hundreds of thousands. And the border czar, Tom Homan, has said, well, we've found about, 25, 30,000 of them. We got a long way to go.
Out of the 300,000 children, I looked at the numbers just yesterday. We located over 23,000 of them. So 23,000 locations of the 300,000. Well, President Trump's committed we're not going to stop till we find every one of them, or at least, you know, run every lead down on those 300,000 children. That's a big plus for the administration, because the last administration wasn't even looking for them. So, but as far as with Chicago, Chicago's coming along with every other sanctuary city. President Trump is committed that we're going to focus and prioritize sanctuary cities, because that is where the problem is. We know for a fact they're releasing public safety threats to the streets every day rather than handing them over to ICE so we can deport them.
By the way, a big announcement coming from President Trump today at 2 p.m. from the White House. I don't know for sure, but it might have something to do with the National Guard to Chicago. Just a guess on my part. We'll see. 8:53 traffic, weather on the threes. Old Stubster, he's out there monitoring the traffic for you here this morning, and it's got the latest.
Just doesn't stop, does it?
It is nonstop.
You make yourself laugh, though. As long as you make yourself laugh, that's fine. I won't even go there. I was going to say something. Just never mind. 95 South is still backed up around the curve at O'Donnell Street, Eastern Avenue. So it's still about 10 minutes there going through. Heavy traffic at the tunnel. And then again, get a little break. After 395, it's slow out towards Caton Avenue and eventually out to the Beltway. So that's just a normal speed right now in that area. Northbound 895, apparently within the last half an hour, there was an incident that backed us up far enough that we did back up beyond the Steel Bridge. I'm looking at it now, and the pace is still slow. It should be completely clear this time in the morning on the northbound side. But it's moving, but you're going to be delayed a little bit there. Once you get north of the tunnel, much better there. Southbound traffic, not too bad. All the leftover slowing on the Beltway into Parkville, into Towson, interloop through Greenspring, and coming down the west side from 795 down through Route 40 West. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for your Monday. It's back to school, back to work time after a long three-day Labor Day holiday weekend. Mild and cool start, partly sunny, high 78. We warm up Wednesday and Thursday, chance of rain on Thursday. Sunny 67 in Annapolis, 63 in Ellicott City. And it is time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good.
Our Feel Good News segment brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills, for all your appliance needs. A guy in Pennsylvania. I don't know if you saw the video of this. It was out last week. He climbed onto the monorail at Hershey Park last Saturday and saved a little boy who walked out onto the elevated track. You could just see the little boy wandering. He was lost, and he apparently wandered out onto the track, didn't know how he got out on the track, didn't know how to get off the track. And this man, John Sampson, was able to climb up on a building right underneath the monorail, then get on top of the monorail and pull that boy to safety before the monorail came around. I don't know if they shut it down or not, but he was in danger. He could have fallen off that and hurt himself, or had been hit by the monorail, to say the least. Here's John Sampson talking about him rescuing this young boy.
Kind of like the dad instincts kicked in, and then it was just trying to figure things out and how to get up there as fast as possible. Absolute relief, and even I could feel it in him, the relief, as soon as he got into my arms, and thank goodness he came straight into my arms, and it went nice and simply in that sense. They reached out to me this morning, so we were able to talk, obviously a lot of thanks and everything.
Yeah, I'd imagine. You feel the angst in the video just watching all these people just trying to, they're screaming, they're pointing up at the boy, somebody do something, and of course they were trying to convince him to jump, which is actually about a 40 or 50 foot drop, and that might have hurt other people trying to catch him, but just an incredible story. Everyone is safe and sound, and it is brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills, for all your appliance needs.
Hi, it's Sean Casey. Listen, if you're in the market for kitchen appliances, you have to check out Town Appliance, right on Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. I'm talking Whirlpool, Jet Air, KitchenAid, Monogram, GE Cafe. They've got it all. Trust me, I walked in and went bug-eyed. The showroom is stunning. And when you meet with Mayor, super knowledgeable. They're open Monday through Thursday, 10 to 6, Friday, 10 to 1, Sunday, 12 to 4, closed Saturdays. Check out townappliance.com. But seriously, take it from me, you need to see this showroom in person. Town Appliance, your headquarters for all your appliance needs.
All right, and last week, of course, tragedy struck after Robert Westman, a deranged gunman, opened fire at a Catholic church in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Two children were killed. 17 other individuals were injured in the attack. And that is horrific, and it's awful. And clearly our thoughts and prayers go out to the victims and their families. And, of course, immediately the left pounced, like Chuck Q. Schumer and others, on grabbing guns. President Trump, however, said it is time that we battle mental illness. And now he's talking about reopening insane asylums. And Secretary Kennedy's talking about, let's look at the drugs and the chemicals, something that I have long been an advocate of, these SSRIs, you know, the antidepressants that we have a lot of young male brains that have been cooked on this, on these drugs and go up and shoot up schools like Columbine was the first one I can recall. And now we have a pattern appearing to be forming in the connection with the recent string of school-related mass shootings and others. Robert Westman was transgender. And shortly after the news broke of the shooting, we discovered the sinister details behind the mind of this deranged shooter. On a now-deleted YouTube account, Westman published multiple videos showcasing his vast arsenal of weapons and disturbing manifesto, which appeared to showcase his radical Rainbow Mafia affiliation, his goals to target Christians, and his desire to kill President Trump. Of course, the Minneapolis mayor, Jake Fry, and others were attacking people for praying, while the fake news media continue to publish their lies that they are knowingly deceiving the American people. In fact, when you look at the pattern here, is it just wasn't Robert Westman. There have been so many others. Again, just one day after multiple children were gunned down by the transgender shooter in Minnesota, there was a story out of Massachusetts about another reported transgender killer, Sasha Shakur, a man pretending to be a woman, just arrested in Massachusetts after he allegedly shot and killed a 57-year-old man. But it doesn't end there. Again, in the past few years, we've seen a Minnesota church shooting by a trans individual, a Republican Party firebombing by a gender-fluid individual, the Nashville shooter was trans, the Colorado Tesla arsonist was trans, the Colorado Springs shooter was non-binary, the Aberdeen shooter trans, the Denver school shooter trans, the Iowa school shooter trans, the AMC stabber trans. The fake news media will deny it. The Democrats will defend it. But what we have in the Rainbow Mafia, they're promoting it. What we have here are these procedures, these drugs, these puberty blockers and hormone blockers, and these mutilations are messing people's brain chemistry up, and I hope Secretary Kennedy gets to the bottom of this. This month, he's talking about getting to the bottom of what the vaccines and autism. So we'll see. But that needs to be fully explored. And I'm sorry, one, maybe two, perhaps, but this repeated pattern of violence by trans, non-binary, and others, along with those on SSRIs, must be identified and exposed for what it is. It's 8:51. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Looking for fun just off Route 140 and 795? Well, swing by Mitchell's Golf Complex in Reisterstown. We've got three mini golf courses, a driving range with lights, and a 9-hole executive course that's perfect for all skill levels, from family fun to serious practice. It's all here, next to the Reisterstown Sportsplex. Mitchell's Golf Complex, open daily. Golf, fun, close to home. Call 410-833-7721 or on the web at mitchellsgolf.com.
Sean Casey here. If you're thinking about remodeling your home, start with a name you can trust, AES Builders and Home Improvement. They've been transforming homes across Maryland for over 35 years with quality craftsmanship, honest pricing, and timelines that stick. From kitchens to additions, they do it right. I've seen their work and I trust them in my own home. Visit them at aeshome.us. That's aeshome.us. Tell them Sean sent you to get a special discount on any additions or remodeling job. AES, experience, integrity, results.
If you're not happy, we're not done. MHIC 37105.
It's time to listen to you, the listener. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com.
I mean, seriously, there's an epidemic of trans violence in America, and everybody's burying their heads like ostriches in the sand. And I understand why the Democrat media, and again, the first thing that's often said, like we heard from Rosie O'Donnell, this is a white MAGA Republican. It's a Trump supporter. It's going off. And then the second thing they say is, let's go get the guns. But we've seen now the repeated pattern of what happens when mentally ill people, criminals, get their hands on the guns illegally, obviously. They're not going to a gun store purchasing them. But why are mentally ill people who have a history of mental illness, why are they not being flagged when they're buying guns legally like Robert Westman did? And I think both the father and mother are culpable. In fact, I know the mother in that case has already hired a criminal defense attorney in that case. Hey, 53 traffic and weather on the threes now with the update. Here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
I don't know what the late problem is here, but it just went down and checking some of this data. I-97 southbound at Route 32, the backup was still there. Now it's extended pretty much all the way down to the ramps at State Road 50, so Route 50. As you're going onto that ramp, I don't see any reports of any problems, but it is really slow through the bridge at 178. I can tell you the traffic is coming out onto the ramp to 50 eastbound, so right now it looks just like the heavy traffic, but it's still backed up pretty solid there right through the ramp at I-97 and the ramp at Route 3, Route 32, and affecting the traffic coming down the hill from Benfield Boulevard. Leftover slowing still there on the Beltway. Usual areas right now. JFX, you're clear. Both the tunnels are still busy southbound, and for some reason, whatever the problem was earlier, 895, it's open, but it's still slow from the Steel Bridge through the Toll Plaza and through the Old Harbor Tunnel on the northbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. It's mild and cool start to the day, partly sunny and 78. We warm up a little Wednesday on Thursday. Right now it's Ocean City, cloudy 69 and 65 under sunny skies in Middle River. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Sean. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Just off a week of vacation. So
yeah.
Back and ready to fight the fight again.
Yeah. Well, good. You made it just in time. You actually, you know what? You didn't miss much, I don't think.
I just missed a lot of back and forth between Westmore and President Trump.
Yeah.
And have you seen the Daily Mail story?
I have.
Yeah.
I saw him on the boat. I guess I should say yacht. That's not a boat.
Yes. It is a big yacht. It's a Clooney yacht. $100 million estate on Lake Como.
I know. You know what? He's not beating these rumors about him possibly running for the Oval Office in 2028. He's just not doing it because, I mean, all this national press, all the national press getting a ton of donations. He's got a ton of donation emails going out.
And with that billionaire boot camp earlier in the summer. So it's all.
And he was in Martha's Vineyard. Apparently, too, when Mayor Brandon Scott went up. So he's definitely raising money as hard and as fast as he can. I just find it interesting because, you know, you would think that he would be focused on re-election here. Because let's face it, he's definitely not going to the Oval Office if he doesn't win re-election.
Right.
And I think that, you know, looking at the field today, I would say that, you know, we have some contenders out there that could surprise us. But I'm hearing, Sean, that there might be some more names that will go into the hat here in the next few months on the Republican side.
No, you're going to have to spill now.
Well, no,
you're going to have to spill. You can't tease
this.
Like that.
No, I'm hearing these things.
You're hearing these things. Yes. I'm hearing things, too.
I hear voices. No, I'm hearing these things. And it's like, okay, well,
big
people
names?
Are gearing up. Well, you know, we don't have we don't have like really big names, let's be honest, on the Republican side.
We have
side.
Former governors.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Now, I'm hearing that that name possibly could be a thing, but I hear some other names too. So I think that people believe that he could be knocked off his block, and I would think that he would want to focus here at home.
Maybe he already feels that I've done the damage I'm already going to do to the state of Maryland. I'm moving on to the country now. Because, with that, remember the last guy that did this was Martin O'Malley.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, typically, I mean, they were in a bad candidate after Martin O'Malley, and that which led to that with KKT and the whole nine yards.
Right, right.
But, you know, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll talk about that. Also, Congresswoman Ian Omar, she says she wasn't a millionaire. Now we find out she's worth $30 million.
Gee, how did that happen?
I know. I know. I mean, look, I know a lot of it even comes from, you know, the guy that she recently married. It was actually somebody else's husband at first, and then she just kind of swooped in.
Did she ever divorce her brother?
I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah. There's a lot going on there. I was thinking about that because, you know, when it all went down, some people were like, I can't believe that she basically preyed on this married man. I'm like, really? You can't believe it? The woman that married her brother, you can't believe she preyed on a married man?
I'm surprised we haven't deported her already on immigration fraud, but, you know? Maybe that's going to come.
Yeah. So they'll investigate that. And then also we're going to talk about all the crime locally. The brawl outside of the Maryland State Fairgrounds, the stabbing in Fells Point over the weekend. It goes on and on and on. And another shooting right in Park Heights by Pimlico Racecourse.
Yeah, we had one of the Kenilworth shops.
Yep.
So, again, it's on. And everything has spilled. We talked to Chris Pabst earlier this morning. The education nonsense is spilling out into the county. Yep. All the crime is spilling out in the counties and surrounding areas. So, not good news.
Nope.
All right, thanks, Kim. We'll be tuned in starting at 9 o'clock. Speaking of that state fair assault, police are investigating the video footage to see if they can. A 16-year-old girl was being dragged and beaten near the Maryland State Fair over the weekend, prompting an investigation by the Baltimore County Police. Here is the girl's mother. Her name is Ariel Mason, expressing her shock after watching the footage.
It was 50, 60 people outside fighting on my daughter and her friends.
Yeah, 50, 60. I don't know if it's that many. There were a lot, but there were a lot of people there. And she said, look, they were just there at the state fair trying to have fun.
All of these things happened to three girls that was at the fair trying to have fun.
And this mother is demanding that all who were involved in this brawl and going after her 16-year-old child, that they be, arrested and charged.
I want them arrested. I want charges pressed.
As they should be. But again, in the state of Maryland, let's say the vast majority of them are under the age of 18. What do you think is going to happen to them? Not much. Not much at all. And finally, this federal judge named Sparkle Sukhanonen is the one that blocked the Trump deportation of Guatemalan children, and they were being reunited with their parents. These were children that had been stolen from their parents as part of a human sex trafficking ring brought to this country. They were trying to repatriate them, and this idiot judge, who was confirmed like 6 months ago, decides to put an end to it on her own. Unbelievable. See you tomorrow at 6. Until then, God bless our troops. God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland.